Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. Very important broadcast today. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. Congressman Ron Paul joining us to talk about H.R. 1207 to audit the private criminal Federal Reserve. Some of the news sites affiliated with Dr. Ron Paul are reporting 207 co-sponsors to the bill. I've always found the Daily Poll to be quite journalistic and accurate, but thomas.loc.gov and GovTrack both say 200. So we'll find out exactly from the congressman today what it's up to. But 200 is amazing. 207 is amazing. Steve Watson has the latest on this up on prisonplanet.com, posted as we speak. And a lot of people are saying, how dare Ron Paul only have a bill to audit the Fed? Abolish it. He does have a separate bill with, what, over 70 sponsors last time I looked it up to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's like signing the Declaration of Independence. That's like signing your John Hancock. That's a very dangerous thing to do with the New World Order. These bankers destroy entire countries militarily. They stage terror attacks and overthrow countries. They engage in every form of black op and subterfuge to control the planet on record. The IMF and World Bank and others brag that they are doing this. So Ron Paul has a lot of courage, and he concurs with me on air. Last time he was on a month ago, saying that he does believe it's a dangerous thing that he's doing. But, you know, a lot of people will always look a gift horse in the mouth. It's amazing. So many people complain while they sit in the stands, they sit in the nosebleed section, watching Ron Paul, myself, and many others in the arena fighting for the life of this republic and our own personal liberties and everybody else's freedoms. And I want to commend all of those that steadfastly continue to beat the drums of liberty and continue to shout the warnings from the hills and mountains, from the church tops and the valleys, from the hollers to the seaside, from the forests to the dales. You are out there doing a great job, and we commend you and salute you. But if they get another 20 or so sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, they have a good chance of passing it. And then imagine having a vote in the House and finding out who votes so that the Fed cannot be audited. That will let us know who is fully controlled by the bankers. Now, the Federal Reserve is in panic mode. They've always been so arrogant they haven't had lobbyists because they've owned the nation by their subterfuge and hijacking in 1913. But now they've hired a bunch of high-powered lobbyists. We wrote stories about that at Infowars.com last week. Kurt Nemo did, to go in and try to twist arms and threaten people. But even if this doesn't pass this Congress, which it has a great chance of doing, the idea is introduced. We've gone from just a very few small minority of people knowing about the private Federal Reserve and how it's never been audited and that the gold's missing from Fort Knox and that we've been hijacked by offshore banks, to now a large portion of Americans moving towards majority know this is the shadow government. This is the enemy of free society. Now, that's coming up later with big economic news, ladies and gentlemen. Massive gun control, gun registration of our veterans is confirmed. Is confirmed. We are breaking this story right now in this syndicated radio transmission like we've broken countless others. But none is important. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We broke the fact that they were going to stage 9/11 terror attacks here months and months before it happened, and specifically named the target and boldly said, call the White House, tell them don't stage the attacks and blame it on your asset, Osama bin Laden. We blew Bohemian Grove politically wide open and exposed that satanic ceremonies are going on with world leaders once a year in Northern California, in right outside the town of Monterrey. We have broken the MIAC report. We've broken many other federal training manuals and reports. We broke the DHS report. And always in the first few days, I get to have the alternative media post articles saying I'm a liar. Out of hand. And I guess this is done because of pure jealousy. I don't know what you're jealous of. It's the best of times, the worst of times. It's exhilarating and empowering to know we're waking millions of people up and communing with wonderful, like-minded people who love liberty and truth and justice. But it's also very scary to deal with the black ops, the dirty tricks, the New World Order actions against us. And, you know, at a certain level, I selfishly just wish that I worked a regular job and worked 9 to 5 and had more time to enjoy myself and carry out some of the private passions I have, like art and hunting and fishing and things like that. But those passions take an extreme back seat to fighting the New World Order. It is a consuming passion for the truth, for justice, for honor, and for defending ourselves against the New World Order, because this is a life and death situation. So every time we break one of these major stories, hundreds of them, hundreds, the first reports that get written about our reports are that it's not true, and then later it comes out in mainstream media that it is indeed true with their spin on it. Now, a lot of that is done through just plain old jealousy by the alternative media, some people out there. But a lot of it we know is COINTELPRO. If they can blunt these huge stories we break and kind of blunt them, bash its crown, kind of bend the tip of the spear on a new story, it then doesn't get the mega legs it would get because there's those first days of doubting, denying, and then the mainstream media gets to come out and put their spin on it and then have it be admitted, and that way it breaks only on national news. Then they get to take the story in the direction they want instead of our story with the truth and the correct breakdown of what it really means in context with the wider spectrum analysis. It would be 1,000 times more effective if the DHS story broke and it broke big with our analysis of it, with links to videos of troops, U.S. troops training to confiscate our guns, and links to old manuals listing how the founding fathers are bad. You see, instead of the Washington Post or the New York Times going, yeah, DHS says Ron Paul supporters and gun owners and veterans are the number one terror threat, and it's reasonable because they are a terror threat. Or when we put the report out, we point out they demonize the left and right, but instead when Fox News takes the stories we break and then they break them and get the credit for breaking them, they always make it left-right. They don't tell you the documents talk about the left as well, which would then unify the American people, understanding that Homeland Security has been set up to carry out predatory actions against the American people, the looting, the criminal consolidation. Instead of it being a left-right issue, it would be a liberty versus tyranny issue, and then people would realize that it's all of us together. But instead, the left reads, oh, it's dangerous right-wingers. Yeah, I support secret police and spying on the right-wingers, not knowing they're supporting their own destruction as well. Just like when Bush would put out documents, it would be, oh, look, Bush wants to get the left wing. And the documents also said the right wing and everything in between. But the media would spin it and say, you know, Associated Press, Alabama, federal report written for state police, you know, states that liberals and environmental activists are terrorists, and then that would get big attention under Bush. Notice the media would never talk about how Bush was going after conservatives because they wanted to re-cement that left-right paradigm. If a story is released and put out that way with that spin, it aids the New World Order. Do you understand how this works? It's really, I've more and more begun to understand, it's a form of political mathematics. I need to develop equations or graphic demonstrations of this to explain it, but you can almost see it like a seesaw on a ball, and the seesaw has the left and right on each side. And they're always needing to balance out the crimes on the left and the crimes on the right by the government to then play those two sides off against each other instead of ever realizing the entire paradigm is controlled. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. I know most of you do. I know it's Greek to some. The issue here is we put out stories as the government documents show, and the government documents always show a concerted effort against all free peoples on a planetary scale, the United States hijacked by offshore banks being used as an engine, a mechanism, an armada of tyranny against the planet, and no one is to be as enslaved as those in the heart of the Hessian military district known as the United States. And we are to pay for it, we are to bleed for it, we are to animate this army of darkness politically, the propaganda, the military, the financial tyranny. It is an army of darkness. no other way to describe it. A hell spawn, a hell force, a legion of death, a legion of lies, a legion of delusion. And all the predatory actions the globalists carry out against third world and old world and first world nations are all carried out and beta tested here and in the true heart of the system, Airstrip 1, Oceania's Britannia. Now that said, I need everybody to start their engines and everybody to chocks away, to pull the chocks off the landing gear of these aircraft. I need you in the air, engaging the New World Order right now. I need your help with this story. And we need to not let the media make it a left-wing or right-wing issue. We need to explain this has been going on for a long time. It's now just out in the open. But there's not just that to deal with. That's the second hurdle I've got to deal with. It's not enough we break these stories. We then have hurdles, which is fine. That's to be expected. First hurdle is, this is a real story. ...99% of our stories turn out to be true. There's been a few where we got steered wrong. That's a lot better track record than the mainstream media who tries to lie. We try to tell the truth, try to be accurate. But I confirmed this report. I remember when we got the DHS report, Kurt had it for a few days and was trying to vet it. And I just said, why not call Homeland Security? And the FBI phone number's on it, and I called, and they said, yeah, that's our report. How did you get that? What officer gave it to you? What agent gave it to you? And I said, no, this was sent to me anonymously. Thank you for answering my questions. And I went down the line calling the watch commanders, calling the FBI, calling the phone numbers for law enforcement on it. And I called Kurt on that Sunday night, and I said, put it out. Just like with the Mayak report, we called the state police, and they flipped out when I called up. And then we go on air and say, here's the phone number, here's the document, you can call them. And people said it was a lie. And they do that on every single subject. And that's COINTELPRO, folks, with their useful idiot servants who are just jealous. Jealous of our valor, jealous of our commitment, jealous of our work, jealous of the fact that we're going right into the center of the tempest and taking a lot of slings and arrows, ladies and gentlemen, and trusting completely in the hands of the Creator. Committed. But I wanted to build up to this next article that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because I have called randomly a veterans of foreign wars, and I called a friend of mine who's in veterans of foreign wars south of Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And he made calls last night and called me this morning. It is confirmed. Double confirmed. Yes, we have this with phone numbers. Yes, I've called the VFW and they said no comment and passed me on to another number and we're waiting on a call. In fact, I got in here so late working on this, I forgot to tell Rob Dew. Call Rob Dew in here now. We'll just war game on air. Just call him in. I want to tell him to start trying to get the VFW on. I was busy doing this myself and didn't tell him to do it. But here it is. It's real. I've confirmed it. We have the document. It's real. Rob, I want you to please, I forgot to tell you, I've called a VFW and a random one. They said they got one, but they wouldn't come on air. I called a friend of mine. He confirmed with his VFW head they did get this. They hadn't announced it to him yet. Mm-hmm. This is not just in Texas. This is in two states I know of. This is in going on in Texas and Tennessee, of all places. I guess they're really afraid of veterans there. Well, the veterans did overthrow some corrupt cities and counties after World War II when they came back and Boss Hogs were running everything, so I guess they're scared of them. I know you know about this story. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. And try to get them on at one. That's the one little spot we have open. We got Ron Paul, Walter Williams, We Are Change coming on today. But appreciate the great job you're doing. Try to get the VFW on about this. Now, I've confirmed it, but I want them to come on so people can hear it from, you know, for themselves.
All right.
Kind of like when we first reported that Obama was told the VFW that they were going to take away the veterans' health care benefits. Nobody believed us, and a month later, it was in the mainstream news, and I had to have the head of the VFW on to tell you before you believed it. They're coming after the veterans' guns now. We'll tell you about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 10th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $965. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $992.46, $496.23 for the half ounce, and $248.12 for a quarter ounce. That's $992.46, $496.23, and $248.12.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm probably turning down 5, 6, 7, 8 radio interviews, newspaper interviews now. I had Wire Magazine, Wall Street Journal, and a couple other newspapers call yesterday. I just turned some of them down. I mean, I can't keep track of all this anymore. And Ron Paul, he does probably 10 radio interviews a day, a TV interview or two every day. He takes time out to meet with students. He takes time out to write books. He takes time out to write legislation. And then they're so professional, his office just called and said, it looks like he's going to have floor time at 12:30 when he's supposed to be on with you for a half hour. We may have to come on later or earlier. Can you stand by to have him? Yes, we will clear the decks for Congressman Ron Paul. But there he is to go have floor time to try to basically abolish the Federal Reserve. And they're so classy, they're calling us up to tell us that. I mean, that, and by classy, I wish I had that type of organizational skill or the energy. I'm 35 and it exhausts me. When I go to bed at 2 at night, I hit that pillow and sink in. And I was working 18 hours a day for years and had to cut back to about 12 because it just I was burning out. How does Ron Paul work on average 15 to 16 hours a day? And then people complain he's not working enough. Unbelievable. Anyways, that's Ron Paul coming up, Walter Williams and others today. So since he's in Congress right now, just heads up, no telling when Ron Paul's going to be on today. And every once in a while he has to reschedule to tomorrow, but they're saying he'll be on today. He's got our hotline and he'll be calling in. Okay, Jaron just walked up and showed me this article. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Former AT&T chief to become GM chairman. And how do you decipher that? GM's hijacked, taken over, given to the Russians, the Chinese, the Europeans, and the Brazilians. Openly, the good parts of it. Saturn, Hummer, you name it. Profitable divisions. Chrysler's given to Bilderberg Group. Congress tries to block it. They just run over. Give Chrysler, with money on top, very valuable, just give it away to Fiat. Bilderberg owned. The head of the owner of Fiat is a top Bilderberg Group member. We shot video of him in Istanbul. It's in the powerful film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But so AT&T admits, Congress has said no warrants, your email, faxes, phone calls, anything they want, no warrants. Everything is captured. Everything goes through. Everything is listened to. Well, yeah, that was in Law 96 for the infrastructure, not the law they could do the spying, but the infrastructure by law they had to be able to and have it set up. See, that's how intelligence works, and anybody can engage in intelligence gathering. You can have your operation secret, military, economic, whatever it is, but the manifestation of the operation in preparation and launch is obvious. The difference is recognize it for what it is. Take that flu scare they did. That was a open drill for when they do the real thing. And I predicted that when it happened, and then they came out weeks later and said, yeah, we use this as a drill, and we think the next big one's coming in the fall. Now, whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But I'm self-taught at all this, and you can self-teach yourself and understand how the world really works. It's very exciting. It's very dynamic. It's very engrossing. See, when I read the newspaper or Jaron reads the newspaper or anybody who's focused on this, if you focus on something, you learn it. You know, how do you learn how to play basketball? You do it. How do you learn how to play golf? You do it. How do you learn how to swim? You do it. How do you learn how to garden? You do it. How do you learn how to blow glass or oil paint? How do you learn how to box? You do it. How do you learn how to make love? You do it. How do you learn how to mountain climb? You do it. That's why Nike's an evil company, but the slogan, just do it. Exactly. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, folks. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. As one British admiral said in a battle at the Nile. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. And it's hesitation many times. You got to have basic wisdom. You got to know how things work. You know, it's a combination of things. But at the same time, you've also got to be able to act. Doesn't mean your decisions are going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you're going to do perfect when you start a radio show or a website or make a film. But the point is that you take action, that you get in motion, that you don't lay down. You get thrown in an arena with a gladiator, you better fight for your life. You may not have much of a chance if you fight back, but you have no chance if you cower on your belly. And if you deny, that gladiator's coming at you with that trident and net, or with that battle axe, or with that short sword, or with that trudgeon, or mace, or spear, or hammer, warhammer. Former AT&T chief to be GM chairman. When we get back, the big news. Call everybody you know. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Stay with us. This is Genesis.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Here's some of the headlines I've got. European Parliament pushes for carbon tax Europe-wide. There's another one, Editor Spiegel. One click away from a cop, they're putting internet tattletale kiosk in everywhere to anonymously report people. And because there's not a lot of real crime going on, it's report that they littered. Report what's in their trash can. Report out-of-state license plates. That's now happening here inside the United States as well. Here's another one. UK police face waterboarding controversy. They're now waterboarding people to find out who their marijuana dealers are. See, that's how it works. Oh, we're just going to waterboard Al-Qaeda. But you read the British laws and U.S. laws, it's for whoever they want. Congress subpoenas Fed over Bank of America deal. See, the godlike Fed that says no one can look into them, no agency can investigate them. In fact, do me a favor, guys. Google Alan Greenspan says Fed above the law. That's a couple minutes into a nine-minute clip. I mean, it's in my film, The Obama Deception, but I'm going to play that later. You're saying no one, no police, no agency, no government. We are God. And Bernanke said that to Congress, too. I have him talking to Senator Sanders. And he says, I won't tell you where the money went. Now, sit down, Congressman. Sit down, Senator, and shut up. We own this country now, but that bravado, that it's like a bully. When he sits there and tells you he's going to kick your butt, when he sits there and tells you he's going to dominate you, and then you just go ahead and start fighting back. And even if he ends up beating you, if you fight hard enough, you're going to hurt him too. And he's going to move on to an easier target next time. But I guess everybody's got to be beat up a few times to learn that. And don't worry, the government, if it hadn't beat you up real bad yet, it's going to. Or one of the corporations that has got its favor and is allowed to do whatever it wants, they are. And then you're going to grow up. You're going to find out you got to stand up for yourself. Okay, that's all coming up. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the big news. And the media will no doubt try to spin this. This is going to end up, we broke this last night. This was sent to our office. Tim Frugier doing a great job back during customer service manager. He saw it in the email ticket. Lord knows what we're missing. I don't have the personnel to read all the tens of thousands of emails that come in every couple days, but he caught this. We made some phone calls last night, confirmed its accuracy here in Texas and in Tennessee. This is going on nationwide, though all VFW outfits have not gotten this yet. Let me read you the article now, ladies and gentlemen. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons, even 150-year-old cannons and muskets, swords, because these decommissioned items before were given to the VFW kind of as a backup militia, the remnants of the militia, the posse, civil defense. They are now wanting to know every Civil War cannon, every old Army tank that's been decommissioned and welded shut, bolted out front, or every airplane, every helicopter, every missile out front. But mainly they want the World War II rifles, the Korean War rifles, and I had already been told about this by people that I have inside Camp Mabry, where they administer a lot of this stuff here in Texas, that they are planning to confiscate those guns, and they've already told VFW marchers all over the nation, you can just Google this and pull it up, VFW not allowed to carry rifles in parade, or the police have arrested some of them, doesn't matter, they're even spiked barrels. Barrels that have, you know, had hot lead poured down them that are sealed. It doesn't matter. You can't let slaves see old vets with rifles. You can't have old Army tanks out front. Because they're getting ready for gun confiscation. They're getting ready for gun control more and more in America. And they're also worried about the vets. Now, remember that in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and then it popped up at Fort Bliss, Texas, and then the media said, oh, those were just isolated generals and colonels on the bases. They just thought this up on their own. Yeah, sure they did. In California, Texas, and Kentucky, and then now other states. And again, we broke this years ago. Then World Net Daily picked up on it. We broke it again when it broke about Kentucky. And people were in denial at first about it. And then they said, oh, well, it's just a lone commander. It's just a lone commander. Yeah, lone commanders all over the country at Army bases. And they're telling him, we don't care if you live off base. We don't care if you're a commander. We don't care if you're an officer, non-commissioned officer. We don't care if you're a private. We don't care what you are. You will fill out all the firearms you've got in your life and any new firearms you buy and register them with us, even if they're off base and you own them. And then people made excuses about that. Well, now they're going to the VFW, and you can read in the comments section, there are people confirming from their VFWs this is happening, but I have not just have the document and the phone numbers and called, I have called someone I know in the VFW, and they confirmed that this indeed did happen. And then I talked to somebody separately in Texas, randomly calling and confirmed it. You can read the documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. But see, the media will then pick up on this in the next few days, and they'll only report on this by itself. Our article gives you a bigger picture of the background and what else is going on for a fuller spectrum analysis, not a full spectrum. Nothing's omnipresent, but I guess God Almighty. An InfoWars reader has passed along an email sent to VFW commanders by the assistant adjunct of the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars, indicating that the U.S. Army, TACOM, Tactical Army Command, is demanding an inventory of all weapons held by VFW Post. Because, again, NORTHCOM's number one threat and number one enemy is former military. Now, I told you this again 2 years ago. We had police officers on this show and wrote articles. We ought to dig those out. Where police departments nationwide under Homeland Security grants were taught to fight veterans coming home and attacking or veterans not giving up their land. And they were told all cities will be attacked by veterans with improvised explosive devices. I don't care if you're the Austin SWAT team or the L.A. SWAT team or the Albuquerque, New Mexico SWAT team or the Providence, Rhode Island SWAT team listening. You know you were given this training. But most of you listening saw it in your local news. Now, remember the New York Times. In fact, I say full spectrum. Kurt, you need to add all this. Great article you wrote, but we need to add to this article all the other background that really makes it clear. Where they're training the Boy Scouts of America and all these other youth groups in government, federally issued Homeland Security uniforms with federal grants for gun confiscation and to track down veterans and kill them. And then we have the AP in Michigan where they come into public schools and elementary dressed up in camo saying, we're going to kill you. The police do under federal grants, saying we're homeschoolers against public education. We're going to kill you, engaged in mind control, traumatizing children and demonizing the Second Amendment and homeschooling. That was AP. This is a huge psyop going on. Because the globalists can't help it. The bankers are in control financially. They had to steal $14.8 trillion and growing. It'll be $26-plus trillion 1 year out. Come this October from the banker takeover, October 3rd date, it will be $20-plus trillion, double the GDP. But the American people are still armed. So they need to stage terror attacks to get us to rally around patriotically to a fake outside threat to go along with this. But this time they're going to claim Arabs are working with militias and white supremacists. They're going to mix those three together to demonize militias. And I told you this for years. I could see this in their attack profile when I made my first film, America Destroyed by Design. Then when I made Road to Tyranny years later in 2002, I say in there, and I give the evidence of how they're planning this in their own documents and their own MO. They have created this history, and it is a script ready to be activated. They're going to say gun owners and veterans have now joined al-Qaeda. Now, I've been saying that for years. Fox News, CNN, BBC have now introduced that, saying, why al-Qaeda? There's tens of thousands. They're about to strike. It's totally asinine, totally ridiculous, but they don't care. You don't give up your farm or ranch, they're going to send in SWAT teams, they're going to kill you, and they're going to tell the dumb cops you are al-Qaeda. Now, I know this is incredible. This is the attack profile. Now, they won't launch this if they know we're awake and up on our hind legs to stand up against them politically. That's why they're always probing, always sending up trial balloons, always testing. And that's why they've done this. In fact, guys, print me the actual document. I forgot to do that. I just read it. It's here on the article. Thank you. Now, remember that article, New York Times, which we told you about, again, years ago, because it was in Philadelphia Daily News in 2002, 2003, multiple articles where they were training the Boy Scouts with M16s with the local police and feds to, quote, gun confiscate and do door-to-door and fugitive apprehension and setting up cordons. And then you see the Army doing all these drills and then coming out at real events and helping at car wrecks and helping stop drunk drivers just to acclimate you. It's all happening, red dawn in slow motion. I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. An InfoWars reader has passed along an email sent to VFW commanders by the assistant adjunct of the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs, indicating the U.S. Army, TACOM, Tactical Army Command, is demanding an inventory of all weapons held by VFW Post. While you may have had possession of the equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, the email states it still belongs to the U.S. Army. Actually, possession is 9/10 of the law. Those were gifted until recently to the VFWs. You're a pack of lying scum as usual. You got to decide, veterans, do you stand with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? Do you stand with Andrew Jackson? Do you stand with John F. Kennedy, for that matter? Do you stand with the veterans and the patriots, or do you stand with the alien banking force that is taking control of our government? It's time to choose sides. It's time to draw lines in the sand. It's time to gut up and stop living in denial and making jokes about this. This is real. And if the enemy tests us and thinks you're going to go along with this and that you're living in delusion, they're going to pull the trigger on this. They're going to drop the hammer. They're going to initiate hot operations. Not this creeping death, lukewarm crap. This is it. This is it. You're in a war zone whether you like it or not. We've been hijacked by foreign offshore corporations. Grow up. We need you. VFW people, decide not to get drunk as skunks at your meeting this weekend. Decide to not screw around all day. All these other fraternal organizations. Decide to do something real. Get out and protest. Speak out against this. They're probing you. They're testing you. They know 70%+ of donations from both parties went to Ron Paul from the military. They know the police are waking up. And police, use your brains. If they're telling you that veterans are the number one terror threat and that Homeland Security really was set up for them and NORTHCOM set up for them, can you put two and two together and equal four? What are most police? They're veterans. In Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, every other dictatorship, every other system like this, the most oppressed people in the watch are the security services. There's files on all of you dummies. If you don't know this, you're a dummy. If you know it, you're not a dummy. You think it's fun that there's files on me and they won't give me my files from any of the agencies? There's files on you too, Jack. They know your number. They got psychiatrists and psychologists that go over your files. And by the way, they're coming after me. They got Psychology Today and Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal doing a feature story on me. I know what that means. They're introducing me to the world so they can crush me. I'm in God's hands, ladies and gentlemen, but I did everything I did willingly and knowingly. Understand that. Whatever comes. Because I have the victory in the end. I want people to know I've chosen this path. Whatever happens to me, don't let it discourage you. Realize it's a victory. It's a victory, ladies and gentlemen. Escape is not my plan. Escape should not be your plan. Facing the enemy is the key. This is from the Army document. While you may have had possession of this equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, the email states, it still belongs, it's a document, to the U.S. military. The email arrived with an inventory attachment where all weapons are to be listed and the document sent to the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs. The form will then be bounced off of the central database of all Texas VFW post U.S. Army TACOM. See, they just started doing this the last few decades, putting it in databases, and they'll burn a few, come out to a few VFW posts and try to harass people that didn't sign the old Civil War canon over or the World War I canon. They're scared, ladies and gentlemen. They know veterans, under the guise of military reenactments, have been buying their own cannons and their own armored vehicles and building their own armies. See, smart, the real militia's been shooting clubs, military history clubs. They're just out at the deer camp. Oh, they got a few APCs and some howitzers. This is getting everybody ready to go after those, you understand, that were, quote, pilfered off of the VFW. There'll be lots of snot-nosed anti-American fake patriots that'll say, yeah, you need to inventory that stuff from the VFW. The email arrived with an inventory attachment where all weapons are to be listed in the document sent to the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars. The form will be then bounced off the central database of all Texas VFW posts in the U.S. Army TACOM to verify serial numbers of each item that has been issued. This is a very extensive list and goes back to before the VFW was founded. So if you have a cannon from the Spanish-American War, it's on the list. Total lie. Many VFW halls around the... See, this is also part of getting you trained to answer questions. First, it's a 10-year census, then a yearly census. Now they say it's going to be a monthly census. Hundreds of questions they order you to answer, violating the Fifth Amendment. It's total bull. They announced on Homeland Security in 2003, as it was getting funding, I watched a two-hour program on C-SPAN with Governor Ridge, saying they're going to have checkpoints in malls, street corners, buses, trains. Life will be like in the airports. And now they've announced they're going to start nationwide. Everyone will be searched at all the subways by the TSA. The feds are federalizing all transportation. It's happening, people! And all you stupid yuppies and people that serve the system and laugh at me about the New World Order and think you'll be part of it, this is all being set up so they can take your pension fund, so they can take your stocks and bonds. And so when you lose your standard of living and want to politically join us, the control grid will be in place, stupid. You got to wake up now, dummy. This is how tyrannies take over. You got it? We've seen this 1,000 times before. We know it. I'll finish up with this key story. Ron Paul and others coming up.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Texas and other states have introduced these think tank written foreign documents like HB 1440 that didn't go through the regular legislative process. It was tagged on to an anti-CPS bill from them violating people's rights. The creature, Senator, State Senator Kurt Watson, got the bill and added on no more Fourth Amendment, no judge, no jury, no orders, no health care records, privacy. The state, the bureaucrats, anyone who wants to can kidnap your children and give you basically no chance to stop it. And there's going to be a rally coming up in T-minus 1 hour and 5 minutes at the south side of the Texas Capitol in downtown Austin. The South Steps, HB 1440. There's going to be some lawyers and homeschool legal defense people out there, because that's mainly who they try to kidnap on record. And so we're going to have some lawyers on as well from the press conference going on, because this is now on the governor's greedy desk, Rick Perry. So we'll be going over that coming up later. But anybody in Central Texas needs to get in their cars and hightail it down to this impromptu press conference slash rally right now. Thank you. I don't know. The Fourth Amendment might be something we want to. This is Abu Ghraib power. This is Camp X-Ray, Guantanamo Bay power. Just, oh, we only grab foreigners and don't give them rights. Oh, we only grab your kids and there's no rights or no record. And by the way, there's now mainstream articles today about how Obama's continuing secret arrest, secret kidnapping of people. That is still ongoing, so that is coming up. You see, when they start getting rid of any of the Bill of Rights, they get rid of all of it. Finishing up with government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. This is a big deal. I would like to hear from listeners coming up specifically and only if you are in the VFW and have seen this email, or if you're in the VFW and haven't seen it but have a comment on it, on all the other mainstream articles about them training to have the Boy Scouts with machine guns come after you. People say, well, they're kids, we'll wipe them out. It's meant for 3 or 4 years from now when they're 18 and still young and ignorant to go after you. Okay, that's the whole point of this. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. According to the email, any attempt to hide the items will be dealt with severely. Please do not try to hide this, as all weapons and equipment not accounted for will be reported to the FBI and BATF as stolen or military equipment. And there's really the key. They're going to stick the FBI and BATF on you at the VFW. This is all part of inducting the VFW to be snitches, because they know most people over the decades have ended up taking stuff home, or because the government offered it. They gave you just tons of equipment, as you know. But see, now they've compromised you. The way they compromise the troops in Iraq is they say, you've been here 6 months as a private. Here's $10,000 just for the extra trouble you've had of cash. But don't tell anybody you were given this, but the White House wants you to know they appreciate you. This has come out in the news. And then a year later, they've gotten $30,000 on average as a private. And they say, by the way, you're going to be part of this other corrupt stuff we're doing, and we're going to report you stole that money. So this is really about inducting the VFW into being spies. This is about getting them all scared and getting them to start complying to do whatever they're told. Just watch. 1-800-259-9231. Will our veterans bow to this tyranny? Probably. They'll probably hand their personal firearms in as well when they're told to do that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Engage.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are many rules to living in a dictatorship of the bankers, to living in a tyranny, to living under despotism. But one of the most important rules, probably the cardinal rule of tyranny, is to criminalize the non-criminal, to make everything criminal, to pass so many laws that no one even knows what the laws and regulations and bureaucracies are and all the new little fake courts and bureaucracies, to where everyone at any time can be investigated and imprisoned or fined and feed to the tyranny. And thousands of laws are being passed criminalizing all behavior, basically. Or there's not even a law that you have to be vaccinated, but if you don't vaccinate your kids, they'll CPS them in many cases. Or there's no law that you can't yell at your children or even spank them, but they imprison you and take your children when there is no law. That's on record. See, this is what a tyranny is, and they have their administrative law courts. They have these family law courts that are really the eugenics law courts set up in the last 100 years in the Western world. And that's all historical fact. And so I covered this article in the last hour, government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. And it says, we don't care if it's a Spanish-American War, Civil War. We don't care if it's over 100 years old. We will send the BATF and the FBI with SWAT teams for stolen military equipment. Now see, swords, knives, tanks, missiles. The Fed said, we want to give you decommissioned. You know, you see on a lot of them gifted by the U.S. Army to VFW chapter, and you drive through small towns and see the VFW, and there'll be a helicopter and a tank, or there'll be a missile, or there'll be an old howitzer, or there'll be a World War I gun, or there'll be a Spanish-American War gun, or there'll be a gun of the Confederacy next to a gun of the... You see them everywhere. You see them at the capitals. They'll even have Revolutionary War cannons at some of the state capitals. Some of the mortars, you know, little cannons pointing straight up. Old-fashioned mortar was just a cannon at an angle. And so nobody has these records. These guys are in there grilling steaks and hamburgers and drinking beer and playing poker and 42 dominoes. I mean, that's what's going on at the VFW, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about deer hunting. They're talking about, you know, whose house they're renovating and, you know, their construction job and how their kid just got into A&M. They're not... And they're there worshiping the government and whatever it says. They're good people. They're just completely ignorant on average. Well, now the Homeland Security document comes out and says veterans are the number one threat. Gun owners are the number one threat. It's public. I told you. You're the enemy. They know you're not going to go along with what's about to happen in this country. This is really happening. And so we went over this entire document earlier. Did you guys print me this document like I was asking? I forgot at home to print the actual document on the government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. We have the document and the inventory form. Print that for me because I want to show that. Or you can go to the website and just click on it, actually. We need to show people that way because we just started simulcasting. We're going to simulcast for 3 hours today of the four-hour radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I need to add we are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We normally do the third and fourth hour, but a lot of days we do the whole 4 hours, or more often than not, we do 3 hours of the show. Ron Paul has never joined me from basically the floor of the House, but he's got he was scheduled for a week because he's scheduled every month to be on with us at 12:30 Central Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern, and they're in floor debates right now, and he wants to get up and speak about the bill to audit the Fed that's got over 200 sponsors right now. Key story up on PrisonPlanet.com from Steve Watson. And we're going to have Ron Paul with his cell phone from somewhere in the gallery or the rotunda there calling in sometime in the hour. So heads up on that. And maybe an abbreviated interview as well, so we'll have to get back with him soon. because duty calls, as they say, on the front lines of the legislative fight against our occupiers, our the dictators, the private criminal central bank, Federal Reserve, now being subpoenaed by Congress. See, this idea of subpoenaing them is now out there.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the successes we've had. Nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private 15, 20 years ago. I mean, maybe 1% of the public. Now it is beginning to become a majority. It's huge issues all over the news. They can't hide the fact it hasn't been audited in over 50 years. They can't hide the fact that it's an offshore private bank now and that it's been stealing all this money. They can't hide the fact that all the gold's gone from Fort Knox. They can't hide the fact that we've been shanghaied. There was a corporate takeover in 1913, and they've slowly been expanding the takeover of the states and our society, and now they're figuring out we're awake to them, so they're just trying to steal everything at one time. And they think arrogantly that the public's so stupid that we're not going to bring them to justice. Well, we are going to bring the New World Order to justice, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to cover bill to audit Federal Reserve. Now has 207 co-sponsors. Steve Watson, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net. Key story that everybody needs to read and see. This is so exciting. And even if it doesn't pass this time, they only need like 11 more. Even if it doesn't pass, this has gone from when he used to introduce this 10 years ago. I remember interviewing Ron Paul in 1996 when he introduced these bills, when he first got back in Congress. He'd been there for one stint in the 70s. And he would have like three or four sponsors. He's now 207, and people are blowing their phones off the hook. And even if they say no and don't pass it, people are saying, wait a minute, we can't audit them. We can't question them. We can't find out what this private group that says it's above the law is doing. Here's Forbes and AP today. Congress subpoenas Fed over Bank of America deal. Here's AP. I mean, this is everywhere. Congress subpoenas the Fed. Before, it was this mind game trick of saying, the Federal Reserve doesn't handle money. The Federal Reserve doesn't tell the IRS what to do. You just write your check to the Federal Reserve when you pay the IRS. The Federal Reserve's not offshore. The Federal Reserve's audited. All lies. Now they've switched to, yeah, okay, we're above the law, big deal. And people are calling their bluff. And now Bernanke isn't arrogant. The bankers aren't arrogant now when you see them before Congress. They are freaked out. And they all need to go to prison. And it's because I've been calling for them to go to prison, and so is Ron Paul on the show, that I'm getting death threats, dirty tricks, extortion, harassment. And I'm not going to get into it on air. It's just, believe me, folks, we are under attack, and it is intensifying. It is intensifying, so pray for us, support us, support the money bomb tomorrow. Think of how far we've come just on this. And they tried to pass all these blanket amnesty plans. Those all fail. They've tried to pass all these gun confiscation bills. Those are failing. And they always come back and fight back, but we're fighting back. We're finding our fighting spirit here. This is historical. So I'm going to get back into Congress subpoenas the Fed, the bill to audit the Fed, all that's coming up with Ron Paul. But the top story today was going to be what's happening right now with audit the private Federal Reserve. That is huge. That is historical. God knows what tricks they're going to play. Starting new wars, staging terror attacks, who knows, to get our minds off this. I mean, they're criminals. We're calling your bluff. They're con artists. It's a fraud. The government's illegitimate. It's not our republic. All we got to do is point this out and get the word out. They will fail. Police and military are waiting for us to have the strength politically so they can somewhat more safely come out and tell the truth. I say throw caution to the wind. Justice be done by the heavens fall, as I love to say. I am committed to this. The enemy would be completely defeated if all the real men and women out there would stop having their teeth chattering and their knees knocking and would commit to the cause of liberty 110% and sign your John Hancock on this new Declaration of Independence and Liberty against the technocratic eugenicist elite. But that's coming up. But I want to just tell you right now, you can read the documents. You can go to Infowars.com. In fact, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, guys. Punch this up on PrisonPlanet.tv for people. There are the documents, and I'm going to read this to people right now. Punch that up on screen. Government-issued weapons and equipment inventory form, and, of course, registering is always to confiscate, PDF, VFW District and Post Government-issued weapons and equipment inventory. Commanders. This has never been done before. Why is it happening now? I have been contacted by the USTACOM about government-issued weapons and equipment on loan to VFW Post statewide. The essence of our conversations centered on inventory of all government's weapons and equipment by each VFW post. While you may have had possession of this equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, it still belongs to the U.S. military. In short, every VFW post will be needed to complete the attached form and send to the department. This form will then be bounced off the central database of all Texas VFW posts at U.S. Army TACOM to verify serial numbers of each item that has been issued. This is a very extensive list and goes back to before the VFW was founded. So if you have a cannon from the Spanish-American War, it's on the list. Weapons and equipment consist of, but is not limited to, rifles, pistols, mortars, artillery, tanks, vehicles, aircraft, missiles, aircraft carriers, etc., from any time period. I know there are posts that have weapons they inherited from another post when they combined or when some other post closed or donated to another post when the post could not and no longer maintain the items. Please do not try to hide this, as all weapons and equipment not accounted for will be reported to the FBI and BATF as stolen military equipment. The items will just be properly transferred to your district post. One of their favorite things BATF does at gun shows, if somebody sells a body armor or a helmet, something that's even theirs, they just arrest you. They just hate America. You see, the United States previously reveled in the fact that in Europe, read Thomas Jefferson, all the founders, in Europe, the people weren't even allowed to own swords, weren't allowed to own muskets, much less tanks and cannon. You know, tanks weren't invented until World War I, but you get my point. Now we have all this. It's pure Americana, pure liberty, liberta, that these weapons were served out when they were, quote, obsolete to the local militias that then the VFW grew out of. Homeland Security lists you as the number one terrorist. I mean, in fact, when I finish reading this document, and we show them the inventory form, search engine for folks out there in case they just now tuned in and are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv or never heard this show before, listening on the radio. Google for folks, veterans listed as number one terror threat by Homeland Security. We'll show you the document because I know a lot of you are new and you're going to say it isn't real. Doesn't matter if it was in hundreds of newspapers and we broke it. Okay. I am hopeful that I will not need to remind anyone of the severity of punishment that can be administered or the legal bills resulting from individuals or elected officers live on post property of the post having possession of stolen military weapons, which the government gave them. We have till January 31st, 2009 to report the U.S. Army TACOM. July. We have until July 31st, 2009 to report the U.S. Army TACOM. Please submit your inventory list as soon as possible so I can mark your post district off our list. And see, this is about the bureaucracy of list of veterans and veterans reporting on themselves. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call me. Thanks for your help on this matter. Dan West, Sergeant, USMC retired, Assistant Adjunct, Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs. This is the New World Order. Show them the inventory list. Click on the other document. Here's the inventory list for everybody out there. So you can list that 150-year-old cannon that's spiked out front. And don't worry, the state of Texas is listing its cannons out front from the Texas Independence. Those things are like crosses to vampires. They hate our liberty teeth so much. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So they give it to you, they push it, just like they tell the troops. Remember the 60-plus billion? It was 20 billion, then 40 billion, 60-plus billion in pallets of $100 bills. And they would give every private 10, 20, 30 grand a year. They'd give colonels millions, generals untold millions, stolen loot. But later they'd say, now you're part of the corruption. If you report on any of this, it was being done by the White House, you're going to be in trouble. Well, this is how they're going to corrupt the VFW. Oh, you don't know where that rifle came from. Well, just agree to report on other members of the VFW that don't like the president. I mean, they admit in the Department of Homeland Security documents that go out nationwide, they're spying on veterans, gun owners. We're the number one threat to their criminal activity. Let's go ahead and go to calls. I said I want to hear from people at VFW who've gotten this or who are veterans or VFW members. Okay? Roger in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. Can we go to the caller? There, go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks for reporting on this. I do have to correct you on one thing. I was instrumental in getting the Marine Corps League started about 7 years ago, and we do military funerals, and we did apply and got M1 Garand rifles from the U.S. government, and they were very specific about it.
And sir, you're not listening to me. Sir, hold on. You didn't hear a word I said. Not a word I said. I said this has been in the last 15, 20 years they do this. The government gifted those Civil War cannons to...
Yes, sir.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. This is new. I know that. So you're not correcting me. Go ahead.
All I wanted to say was when they sent us the weapons, they did say they was loaned. They didn't say that they was given to
No,
us.
I know. I'm saying now they're telling you that. I understand.
I okay. All right. But... I'm also a lifetime member of VFW in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, home of Papa Rush Limbaugh. I have just made an urgent call to my commander.
Stay there, sir. And I wasn't trying to be rude to you. I just want to be specific. I know they do this now. I'm saying that's the contract trick. And they have you sign contracts to then domesticate you and basically turn you into informants. You're just being pumped. You're being made into servants of the feds and InfraGuard. Stay there, sir. I want to talk to you, Roger. Thanks for calling. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ron Paul is coming up in the next segment now. He's not going to be able to get on the floor, so stay with us for that. And I'm going to continue with Roger and Matt and Mark and everybody else who's holding. Roger, I wasn't jumping on you when you called in to correct me. The reason I jumped on you is I know I predicted last hour how this is going to go. And it's going to be, well, you guys, hold on just a second. You guys signed all the documents, so now you're basically our slaves. But the point is, they're lying about all this previous stuff, and I've got to get the actual year, but I talked to a VFW head who won't come on air, and he said, yeah, they started having to sign forms the last 15, 20 years. He's got to pull some documents up. But the issue, and then I'm going to let you talk, and I appreciate you calling, is that they, out of the gates, are threatening the veterans who had this stuff pushed on them and given to them to go out and do services for our dead veterans. And you don't, it's bad enough to be registering them and making them, you know, getting ready to turn the stuff in. But what's even worse is the fact that out of the gates, they're bullying them and threatening them with the law when they do so many great services. But just go ahead.
You're very correct. By the way, I'm the one that called in last week and advised you not to get waterboarded. So I know what's going on. I just made an urgent call to my commander of my VFW and requested to speak at the next VFW meeting. And I would like to challenge all VFW members to do some research, get all this stuff together, and inform their other members. That's the only way that we're going to get this stopped. We all know what's going on, especially the people who listen to your program.
Now, you're a former Marine. You called from Vietnam and then a retired police officer. Heard me break down how this is treating them like they're criminals out of the gates to get them all scared. I bet $1 million next it's going to be, we want to get you to serve us now.
Correct. They've already tried that. That's why I was an officer in the Marine Corps League, and I was on the Honor Guard. When they sent the National Guard to Iraq, they're the ones that does military funerals in Missouri, and we filled in. I did 280 funerals in 1 year.
And you get treated like a piece of filth and threatened by the BATF.
Correct. And then I got ostracized from Marine Corps League and the VFW for speaking out 3 and 4 years ago about the same things that you talk about every day.
But I bet they're not laughing at you now.
No, they're not. And I'm getting ready to jump in big, and I'm going to get some things done. Might not help, but at least I'm going to try to get the fellow veterans, the ones, especially the VFW members, the ones that risked their life, to stand up one more time.
Well, it's a shame that we would be suckered, the American people, into wars that were questionable. And then when the tyranny is here, this is the time. I mean, if people ever wanted a chance to fight for America by speaking out, at least, this is it. I mean, this is the real deal. This is D-Day. This is Red Dawn. This is happening, my friend.
A former Marine friend of mine 3 years ago had come home from Vietnam, never had a medical problem, worked in one place all his life, and he finally had a nervous breakdown from PTSD after 40 years. And he couldn't work anymore. He got his 100% disability, and about 2 weeks after he got it, the BATF pulled up in front of his house and took every gun he had, and that just helped break him a little bit more.
And by the way, there's no law to do that. It's felonies under the 68 Gun Control Act, but they're now giving people a fake jurisdiction. That's like they force shots on you. There's no law. They take your kids without a proper court order, and they come and take vets' guns every day. I see it in the news when there's not a law for a psychological made-up issue.
Correct.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, look, it's coming to a head. They have decided to turn all the young cops and military and the gang members and the illegal aliens they're hiring for the military loose against the veterans. And they plan to have both sides kill each other and then bring in the I-4 after everything breaks down. And I'm telling you, folks, they're planning Reconstruction-style occupation in the United States.
Yes, they are. But what they don't understand is it's going to be really bloody, and there might not be anything left if they do that.
Well, I mean, it's not talk, though. Americans are always like this. We put up and put up, but when the sleeping giant gets up...
That's right.
I mean, it's... I tell you, I'm not looking forward.
Some captured SS officers was questioned in World War II. By the way, my family goes all the way back to the Civil War, serving this country. So we are all patriots. But they asked this SS officers what they was afraid of most in the United States military, and they said a mad American. They said if we had a big battle and we annihilated a unit, we didn't want to fight the next ones coming up because they was mad and they was ruthless. So the powers that be, and I'm sure they're listening to this show, they better take heed.
We have to know who the enemy is. It's Bernanke, it's the Rothschilds, it's the Rockefellers, it's Geithner. When we get this country back, they're all going to get a fair trial. And folks, I'm risking my life doing this. They're watching me right now. We're going to take them on, and a lot of us are going to have to give our lives in this fight. But in the end, we are going to kick their butt. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. More vets coming up. Got to basically register their guns and turn them in to the feds. That's the new freedom. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up
north,
to Alaska. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
Ron Paul's coming up. Calling us from the floor of the House. Your calls as well. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Threatens. That should be the headline. Threatens veterans with arrest if they don't report 100-year-old plus cannons that were given to them by the government. They're trying to lawyer trick now because the last 15, 20 years, they've been having them sign forms to get this stuff they give to them and push on them. You know, they ask the veterans, oh, come to all these funerals, you know, for dying vets, do these ceremonies. And here, you know, we'll give you the M1s to shoot the blanks, and we'll give you the uniforms and things. And now they're saying, we're going to send the BATF after you if you don't keep a record of all that. And they've also announced, until Congress got upset, Obama said no more brass left over from the military for reloading could be sold to big companies. And they're introduced all these bills to totally end the Second Amendment as we know it. This is all happening. This is all real. And it's just going to incrementally continue But even though it's incremental, the incrementalism is accelerating now. It is intensifying now. It is expanding now. And the question is, as a society, what are we going to do about this? We have private outside banks that are having their way with the people. And as soon as Ron Paul gets on with us, that's what we're going to discuss, is the bill that he's introduced that's now got over 200 sponsors. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day, momentum building for Ron Paul and the American people, identifying the outside criminal organization, the private bankers that have engineered the collapse, that have taken over our society. This is the New World Order. We have their minutes. We have their documents. We have it all. We understand what they're doing and what they're setting up and what they are creating. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day. Momentum building for the American people. Thanks to Ron Paul and all of your phone calls to Congress, all the letters to Congress. At a time of writing, a bill that would see the Federal Reserve Bank audited for the first time in 59 years has 207 co-sponsors in the House and is gaining traction with every single day. Now, we've seen numbers of 200s, what we confirm. Daily Paul saying 207. We can talk to the man himself, Congressman Ron Paul, the hardest working man in Congress, Dr. Ron Paul, hailing from Texas. I'm so honored to be a Texan with him. Congressman, how many sponsors does it really have?
Well, it's actually 209 right now.
Yeah, you heard it here first, 209.
So we have to almost check minute by minute, and they're coming in faster and easier now. And the percentage of the new people are Democrats because a lot of the Republicans are already on. So it is spreading. I think the people at the grassroots have done the job that they need to do. And when we feel really depressed about how slow Congress works, we do have a system that will respond if we wake up enough people, but that's the tough job. But they will respond when they hear from the people.
Congressman, how long have you worked to get this many sponsors? I mean, you've been introducing this bill for a decade, haven't you?
Yes, it's been probably ever since I've been in Congress. I don't know if I've ever skipped any, but there's never been any general support from the public, but because of the financial crisis and because of the presidential campaign and the interest in the Federal Reserve, all of a sudden it's come together. So this is by far the most interest that we've had, and quite frankly, I think it's the most interest anybody's ever had since the Federal Reserve has been established in 1913. But, you know, even though the Fed contributed significantly, if they didn't cause the whole depression of the 30s, nobody was calling for, you know, auditing the Fed and abolishing the Fed today. Those are routine chants that we hear. And therefore, I think we're making great progress only because they've created such a chaotic mess that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll have to change the headline at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to 209 from Congressman Ron Paul. So you heard it here first. Sir, I don't want listeners to blink or viewers to blink because they may miss history. I don't think even our own movement realizes the gravity of the fact that it looks like this bill has a good chance of passing if you get another 10 or so sponsors. And the Federal Reserve has hired lobbyists to try to block this. Their arrogance, their veneer of invincibility, their cloak of invincibility is falling away. People see that they can be beat. They see that they are not above the law. It's viral videos with the former Fed chairman and current Fed chairman saying they're above the law and no one can look into them and no agency of government of the three branches can. That is asinine on its face for even an uneducated, uninformed public on our system of government. And so I just want to get your take on what is it like for you to know you're the leader of something that is so amazingly historical? Because even if they somehow beat this time, then the question is, how were we not able to audit you? And so you can see that the momentum has changed and the pendulum is really shifting. I sense destiny of the level of 1776 here, sir.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. They can't put the genie back in the bottle because the odds are still, you know, iffy about where this is going to go. I mean, the powers to be have a lot of tools that they can use. Conference committees, maybe they might block it in the Senate. They can do all sorts of things. So I remain cautiously optimistic because I know it has a long way to go. But the issue will not be quieted down. I mean, the issue is out there. And if, you know, in some ways, let's say we have all this attention in this bill and we get the majority in the Congress to endorse it and it never gets out and never goes anyway. It's proof positive that we really need to do it. That means the incentive will be that much greater to get a handle on all this. So I think we win either way because we've gotten the attention of such a large number of people. And it's not only the very, very hardcore constitutionalists, because the grassroots are talking to the very average Republican, the very average Democrat, the moderate, the liberal, the progressive, and they're all joining it. But the issue really here is reigning in government and transparency. We should not be fooled into believing that they have a strong belief in the monetary policies that we might want. I mean, they're not old gold standard people or anything else. What's driving this is that Congress has created a mess. The Federal Reserve has been doing a lot secretly, and the American people want to know what's happening because they've seen too many special interests bailed out, not only by Congress and the Treasury, but by the Federal Reserve as well, and they're demanding answers.
Congressman, in the 12 minutes or so we have left with you, I've got so many important questions concerning this. How do we explain to some of the public out there that this is all a process of liberty? Tyranny wasn't born overnight in this country, and liberty isn't going to take back over overnight. It's a constant battle between those two tidal forces, as you know. But if people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, so boo-hoo. I said, no, it built this giant movement. Now the biggest thing on campus isn't liberal or fake conservative. It's libertarian. It's freedom. It's constitutionalist. And now people are finally seeing that a year later, that it's building in strength, and that it's a process that even, as you just said, even if they defeat it this time, then people say, well, why can't we audit it? It's almost better if they do engage in chicanery and pull out the stops and beat it this time, because then everybody's going to want to know what they're hiding.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that'll just energize our group of young people, especially even more so. But I think it's an issue whose time has come, and it's not going to go away. I don't know if you saw Jim Grant's quote today on the business station, but he said that if we ever got that auditing bill passed, that it would be a declaration that the Federal Reserve is in a lot worse shape than any of the banks that went bankrupt. But that technically, you know, in conventional terms, the Federal Reserve does not have the assets. All they have are credits, and obviously that's what we would expect. But that goes to prove why they can't be the salvation of this country. I mean, just counterfeiting money and doing mischief and serving the interests of their friends, that can't work. I think it's going to come to an end whether we win this legislative victory or not, because their system is deeply flawed. Ultimately, I think the solution comes if we're well prepared to offer it up when the system totally collapses. The financial structure has come unglued, but the dollar still works to a degree. You know, people still are buying dollars and they don't know what to do with them. But when they get discouraged and they don't hold dollars anymore, and then they start buying up hard assets, they're starting to buy oil now more than they did a month or so ago, and they continue to buy gold, and you know, China continues to buy gold. I mean, there's a lot of things, but the end stages of a situation like this goes very, very rapidly. Once the sentiment changes, just like when the financial system collapsed, everybody rushed to dollars and interest rates went down to 1%, along with what the Fed was doing. But when a currency crisis hit, people went, holy man, let's get out of the dollar, and then you'll see the fireworks. Then we have to be prepared to say, don't just give us a UN central bank. I mean, the international planners are, they know what we know, and they're making their plans. They know their days are numbered. But the contest is between totalitarianism and liberty, and whoever wants the totalitarian approach has to have government-monopolized money, and that's what we have to stop.
In your gut, and we all know what the gut is, it's thousands of pieces of data integrated in, and the mind comes up with a prime projection. In your gut, Congressman, do you agree with me that in the last 2 months we were about to get the title shift or the flip to our side, but I can almost spiritually feel it at a DNA level that the shift has happened.
Toward our way?
Yes.
Well, when I'm out of Washington, I have two perspectives. You know, when I go to a college campus and you represent and talk to people outside of Washington, and there should be reason why you're seeing signs of optimism. But I come up here every single day. Right now, we're dealing with the State Department authorization bill, and it's atrocious. You know, it's $18 billion and more mischief and more militarism. And the Republicans this time are going to oppose it, but it's just a partisan thing. But it'll go sailing right through.
So you're saying there's two different worlds, and more it's getting separated, and that gulf is widening.
Right, and like this week, and I just got off the floor. I gave my all of 2 minutes, and I said, you know, our president has asked us to go with PAYGO, pay the bills as you go along. Of course, for the liberal, that means raise taxes. Well, how can they raise taxes? There's no businesses out there that can pay. But they're not going to pay for this. They're incapable. And if they paid for it by cutting it and they want to spend all this money overseas, they'd have to cut a domestic program, which they're not going to do. So the president's outside on the TV, and people say, well, that does sound good. And this president's not a radical spender. He wants to cut down, and he wants to rein this in, and he wants PAYGO. And he says, in 2 years from now, we're going to, you know, cut way back. We'll deal with the problems later on. And you know, I think, though, our crowd is probably like young people around the world. Think of those young people in China when Geithner goes over there and says, oh, yeah, we're going to get things under control, and we're going to rein back our spending. And those students just laughed at them. Well, I imagine there's a lot of students around the country and a lot of other people now who just laugh at us up here in Washington. But people here in Washington are still in charge, and we haven't converted them, and we're just seeing signs of it, that it's possible when we can get 209 people to support an auditing bill. So we just have to do our best and see what happens, see if the calamity hits us before we can make some calm, deliberate decisions and make some changes. But my guess is that we'll have the crisis before we can do that.
Absolutely. Things are certainly deepening. When do you see the next big plunge downward deeper into this globally engineered depression?
Well, I think it's really going down now, but the government statistics sort of are giving people a false sense of security. So I think we're still slipping. But there will be more announcements and more bankruptcies and probably more commercial property problems and more states going bankrupt and more unemployment. Then finally, the euphoria on Wall Street of the last 4 months, it'll dissipate, and then that'll feed into a lot of disappointments. But, you know, even though Wall Street has done a little bit better by these prices going up a little bit, I don't think the average guy out there that's lost his job has started to feel any better yet. And I was impressed the other day that some of the news media have reported that the real rate of unemployment isn't 9%. It's like 18%, you know, when you add up all the people who don't look for jobs anymore or who work a couple hours a week. So it's a very serious problem. And,
exactly. The mainstream media is now having to admit more and more that the government is lying and spinning because they want to keep some credibility. Sir, I want to specifically ask you in the time we have left, how do we help you get this bill passed? How do we help you get H.R. 1207 that has 209 sponsors now, as of June 10th, 2009, on this Wednesday edition? What can we do to get this passed? What can we do? Because going back to you at McKinney Ruffs when you gave a speech after I did 5 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, you talked about how the key was when the global crisis came in, the establishment would try to use the crisis to bring in their bank of the world, their world currency, because you were reading the same globalist documents I was.
Yeah.
And then now it's all over the news, and they're posing as the saviors, and the public is going, wait a minute, you're the guys that did this, so they are looking to you and others. So there's this vacuum that's about to happen, and I mean, just speaking to the fact that, as you always said, when this happened, we had to put in the maximum effort. So we want to put in the maximum effort. You're the general. You're the George Washington, sir. What do we do?
Well, I think we just do more of what we're doing now and building our numbers. I mean, you have a large number of people that listen to you, and you continue to do the things that you're best at. Now, following up from our campaign, we started the Campaign for Liberty, and that website helps bring people together, and our numbers continue to grow. But right now, in a more specific way, they need to go to Campaign for Liberty, get the names of those who have signed on, and find out exactly the congressmen who have not, and then instead of, if your congressman has already signed on, go to the neighboring congressman and organize and find out where the meetup group is and list these people on the internet.
And go to their office. You could go shake their hand, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. And when the members come and talk to me, they say, look them up, and they'll be very nice, and they're just trying to do their job. They say, what is this bill that the grassroots are all riled up about, 1,200 and something? And I said, well, it has to do with transparency of the feds so we know what they're doing. Oh, I'm for that. Then they sign on. But they came to me not because they wanted to be on a Ron Paul bill, but because the grassroots were telling them. Actually, politically, I have to take a little credit. It is a little more popular being on a Ron Paul bill now than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, you're out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. You've been introducing this. What, I mean, I remember 10, 12 years ago, you'd get like 5, 6 sponsors for this.
No, it's changing now. And it's politics. I mean, especially marginal Democrats and marginal Republicans, when they need this 10 or 15% of the vote. If there's a Democrat in a Republican seat, boy, they really want to pay attention to what
okay.
I'm doing.
And Congressman, in closing, I want to ask you two quick questions. Number one, there's a domino effect, isn't there, from what you've been doing? Because as you move to audit the Fed, other agencies and groups and government start thinking, here's AP today, Congress subpoenas the Fed about where all the billions of dollars to Bank of America went because they won't tell Senator Sanders and Congressman Paul and others, yourself. So again, here's this idea of holding these guys accountable. It's starting to happen, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it'll be contagious, and that is very good. And I think that fortunately we can get all political groups together on transparency, and then we can argue out what we want to do. And matter of fact, Barney Frank has been helpful to me on this, but he wanted to make sure I knew he didn't agree with me on the ultimate monetary policy, and that's okay if they believe in transparency. Then open debate. But I so strongly feel that if we get transparency of the Fed and the people know what they've done, I think their days are numbered.
Well, it's been said that an audit of the Fed will abolish the Fed, because as soon as all the admitted criminality we can see them doing openly, what do you expect to find if we do get the audit, or how will they fight that?
I think there'll be some surprises, but I'd be most interested in what they've done with the international organization, which countries they've bailed out and which central banks that they helped, what they have done with gold and whether or not they've loaned out and sold gold and how they manipulate markets. I would imagine they even manipulate stock markets for that matter. And how they do it would be the thing. I think it would be a big audit. You know, I think once they get in there to trace that thing through, it may be a big complex matter because it's international as well as some. I see my time is running out, and I have to say goodbye.
Congressman, thank you. In closing, you'll hear about in the news in the next few days, we broke it, just like the DHS documents demonizing yourself and others. The government is demanding an inventory of even 100-year-old cannons at all VFW posts and threatening to have BATF raids if the veterans of foreign wars doesn't basically become their little snitches. So I hope you'll look into this, Congressman, on top of everything else you're doing. Thank you so much for spending.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Congressman.
Bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, on to the next matter. A very busy man, Congressman Ron Paul. And we skipped that break because he got on with us a little bit late, running off of the floor to join us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know some stations probably went to break then, even though it's not a local station break. It is a network break that we skip. We only skip network breaks occasionally when we have somebody like Charlie Sheen or Jesse Ventura or Ron Paul or somebody of that, Willie Nelson on the show, and I've got limited time with them. So there went Congressman Ron Paul, and I got that info out to him, just like I called their office. Well, we're going to join some stations now. Here we go. Well, I just had Congressman Ron Paul on with us for some stations that may have gone to break. That was a network break, but I know some stations still take breaks they're not supposed to. But regardless, we just had him on during that last little segment with us as well, talking about a host of issues. Very, very exciting interview with him. And when we broke the MIAC report, we broke the DHS report, listeners would call Ron Paul's office saying, hey, you've been listed as a terrorist. And Ron Paul didn't say this, but his office said that can't be true. And then later they said, oh, my God, it is. So I wanted to let Ron Paul know personally, I know he's going to hear about this from me, that it's from us and it's true. BATF is threatening to raid them and confiscate even World War One, Spanish-American War, and also they were given Civil War cannons. They're saying you have to register all those with us or we're going to SWAT team you with the BATF. And that is a fact, and we have broken it, and I have confirmed it, and it is absolutely massive news. Okay, I have just done an interview with Ron Paul. I want to get back to your calls on this VFW situation, get into the economy and a host of other issues, but I also want listeners to know that the money bomb's coming up tomorrow, and we're getting a huge response already. People are really excited. Thousands of people have signed up and pledged to give. This is your chance to be part of history. Think of everything we're doing. Think of everything we're going through. Think of everything we're trying to build here. You know, I make these high-quality, expensive films, and then I release them for free on Google and YouTube. Now, they're in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.tv members and their memberships make that possible. And they also get the live TV show and all the other films and books and things, being PrisonPlanet.tv members. But we need to raise more capital to hire a couple more video editors, another webmaster or two, some more personnel, some people to moderate the comments so the death threats aren't on there, so the FBI doesn't come subpoena me, as Wired magazine's reporting on yesterday and AP as well. So we need funds here. I mean, think, this is a little operation. There are about 14 people in this office, and the Watson brothers, and Kurt Nemo in New Mexico, and a few other people, a few contract IT guys. I mean, that's it. And I need more personnel to go to the next level. And there's nothing bang for the buck like this radio show. When you buy books, buy videos, support our sponsors, that funds us. When you donate on the second annual 2009 Money Bomb at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com tomorrow, starting in the morning, it's going to start up and run till Friday when the show starts. We've got on there that $20,000 have come in. It's more like $60,000. I need to go ahead and we have to manually enter the money. But about $60,000 has come in so far. I want to go well above $250,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not when you're trying to do TV and finish our TV studio. Look at all we've done. I mean, in a year, found the office, moved in, built the studios. It was a gutted warehouse in here. Had to haggle companies, to build it and try to get a good deal. Found the cheapest area in Austin. We're actually kind of out on the edge of Austin. I'm proud of my crew and what they did and the people that built the studio, everybody. So we found a place, moved into it, launched it, made the Obama deception and other films while we were doing it on top of the radio show and everything. And it's so hard to go from 10 people in your office to a bigger office in 14 or 15. And then we want to go to the next level of 20, 25, 30 people. It gets easier once you have the foundation. And we're now at that launch pad. We've built the rocket. It's loaded. It's fueled. It's got the gantry on it. As they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. And, all the big interviews we have, all the activist groups we have on, all the legislation we battle that's bad, all the good legislation we push, this is really a fulcrum or one of the main centers. I would say the anti-New World Order movement is a bipolar or double polar dose polar system with the Ron Paul and then the Alex Jones. And that's been recognized by many even mainstream writers. There's that, those tidal systems. And Ron Paul is really the gateway into the deeper information we cover. And we are a gateway to people from the more extreme liberty into the Ron Paul revolution. It is a great symbiotic relationship. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, the last 2 hours I've had Ron Paul on. I've covered the VFWs, being told we're going to register your knives, your rifles, 150, 160-year-old cannons, that old tank out front that's welded to the ground. And the DHS lists the veterans as the number one terror group that Homeland Security set up for. I always told you it was for you. This is a criminal takeover. But it's now happening. We're taking your calls on that. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other issues and financial news. We got Walter Williams, the economist, joining us for the first time ever. That'll be interesting. We Are Change pops in for like 10 minutes. They did a great job confronting General Myers, who was over the 9/11 attacks in NORAD. And I want to just have them pop in about that. And we're going to get a quick at the end of the show from a press conference that just started on the south side of the Capitol against this bill that openly ends the Fourth Amendment in Texas. The government could kidnap your children. No judge, no jury, no order. CPS are God creatures. They have the power of Henry VIII, or they have the power of, a medieval pope or something, to just do whatever they want. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go to the calls here. Let's Mark in Minnesota. No, that's Marilyn, excuse me, who's a veteran, chiming in on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I am a veteran. I was until this year a proud veteran, but I'm quickly losing my pride with things that are going on. This Obama administration's tearing me up. When you look at the veterans' hospital and stuff and the way they've abandoned veterans, you really got to wonder. You know, I saw the article last night about the VFW, and it alarmed me because of what happened back in the 80s with the militia groups and banning any military training with militias. And it did alarm me, so I went to work this morning, and I got a hold of the Washington, D.C. headquarters of VFW, and I talked to this fellow who was very perturbed. His name is Jerry Newberry. I have his phone number. I can give it to you offline if you like.
Hold on. I had a pen in here, and it's been run off with, like everything else. Thank you, sir. Just got thrown a pen. Let me write down these names. It was Jerry Newberry.
Yes, sir. Jerry Newberry. He's public relations, Washington, D.C. He's supposed to be one of the head honchos, public relations. 816-756-3390.
That's a public number?
Yes. Well, that's, yes.
Okay, 816-756-3390, okay.
Right. Now, the official version that he gave to me, it seems that the VFW is going to take the side of the government.
Of course they are. It's going to grovel. If they told veterans groups to turn their firearms in and to throw their kids off cliffs, the leadership of the VFW and all these groups would say, Heil Hitler. Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. I really do. But, first thing, he was very perturbed, and he said he was defending Dan West. He said Dan West, the sergeant, is internal male, and his words were threatening, not the government's words. It was the sergeant's words that were threatening, and he was trying to motivate the post commanders to comply with this.
Oh, motivate them. Oh, it's always all in Texas and Kentucky and California confirmed in the news. It's just base commanders by themselves tell all the troops who live off base to register their private firearms. It's never the feds. It wasn't Obama banning the sale of brass from the military to reloader companies. You know, Obama hadn't introduced all these gun bills to basically ban the Second Amendment. Oh, he didn't call for total gun bans as a state senator. Oh, his attorney general didn't argue for it last year in federal court, a total national gun ban. Oh, no. I mean, these people are sick.
I know, and it gets worse, Alex, because what he says next is alarming because it's so incriminating that it's hard to believe. Now, what?
Stay there. I want to hear when you're talking to who you say as a caller, but I believe you. We'll call and check it, though we haven't confirmed it. Jerry Newberry, Public Relations, D.C. And this is what happens. We break the news thanks to listeners giving us tips. Everybody will run around and find out it's 50 times worse than even I said. We'll find out how bad it is on the other side. Stay there, Mark, then Rob, James, Bill, John, and others. Stay with us.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who always gets it when I'm in here plugging in my wires and getting on air? Does that on purpose in there? I'm just joking. Paul Hartman's a great guy, nicknamed Hoosh. Is that because you're a fan of the Hoosiers? Used to live in Indiana, that's right. Well, hell, just living in Indiana will put you on an Al-Qaeda list now. Anything in that? We're all Al-Qaeda. We're all criminals. We're all bad. We're all in deep trouble. We all have to have Homeland Security run our lives. Going back to Mark in Maryland, he says he calls the VFW head a Jerry Newberry. In fact, guys, look his name up online right now, because I want to call him myself. I mean, I I believe you, caller, but I want to check this out for myself, obviously. Talking about Dan West, and you said what he said next concerning, for those that just joined us, the VFW being told by the feds and the BATF, turn your guns in and we're going to come SWAT team, basically, you know, register your guns and so we can take a full inventory of it. Break down what happened next.
Okay, what he said next I found alarming because it was so incriminating, and he said the whole thing boils down to, get this, they are trying to track down weapons that have been lost and turned up at gun shows. And that's their official story from Mr. Newberry at Public Relations VFW headquarters. And I'll tell you something, Alex, these crazy nuts calling veterans terrorists, they're about to draw back a stump.
You don't think the vets will say, I guess I am Al-Qaeda. I guess I didn't know I hit us on 9/11. I guess the red, white, and blue is Al-Qaeda. Here's my guns. I didn't know I did the attack, but our government couldn't be wrong. Hell, abort the kids. CPS them all. Put fluoride in our water. I'm a terrorist. I mean, do the vets you talk to know that Homeland Security is listing them as the number one threat and training the police and paramilitary youth squads to take them on? Here is the New York Times saying it.
Well, I know a few vets that know about it, but I tell you the truth, most are just totally unconscious.
Drinking heavily.
Just don't know anything about what's going on. And I doubt that this Mr. Newberry knew anything about what was going on. I asked him another thing about the M1. Our local post has been told not to use the M1 that's been modified for blanks. They've been told never to use it anymore, and or else it would be confiscated. And I asked him about that, and he refused to comment on it. And, you know, that's the honor guard. Without the M1, there's no honor guard.
Well, you can't have veterans with guns on TV. I mean, have you seen all the news reports about where vets will try to carry their VFW rifles in the 4th of July parade and the cops hit them and hit them hard?
Oh, that's crazy. Jesus. We live.
Well,
in
it's not if you're a slave master. I mean, America is going to be a Nelly nanny state, but that's only the front. Right behind it's a black mask and an iron fist. And they are going to, I mean, look, the bankers have openly already bankrupt the nation and stolen more money than we can ever pay back. So they know that they're in trouble. You just heard Ron Paul. I mean, we're this close to getting these criminals in jail. Imagine if we just exposed them, had them arrested. We could start back getting our country back. I mean, we have criminals running the nation. Of course they're coming after the guns. But see, this isn't alone. You add this into Homeland Security saying veterans are the number one threat, training local police that vets are going to attack. Here's the New York Times. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in the town near the Mexican border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped in a desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 18-age boys and girls, the youngest 14, faced tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts. Bam, bam! Fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly. Pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. United States Border Patrol, hands up, screams out one voice. Now, again, they know Border Patrol is popular, so all these Homeland Security shows and all these shows brainwashing the kids, they call them Border Patrol, but then they practice taking on vets and confiscating guns. And this goes on all over the nation, not just with the Boy Scouts. There it is, right there. This is what they're gearing up for. They admit it. And I don't think listeners understand, I'm not just saying that. People email me and say, oh, you're exaggerating. No, this, you know, you heard the retired cop call in from Missouri. He said, no, they've already tried to recruit us in the VFW and the Marine Corps Veterans Group to spy on neighbors and tattle. I've covered and been sent by listeners the videos of the FBI in every town and city has these meetings where they say, we want your community to come volunteer to help look for terrorists. And then when you show up to it, they teach you, all right, we're fighting Al-Qaeda and gun owners and pot dealers, and we're going to spy on people abusing their kids. Did you see your neighbor over the fence spat their kid? Call police. Call CPS. See? So it sounds good. Come here and fight Al-Qaeda that hit us. You get there and they go, okay, Al-Qaeda. I'm going to spend 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda and the next 3 days on veterans. I know some of your veterans, but you're the good veterans. You're some bad ones.
Well, what it comes down to is they've turned the entire Patriot Act, something that was adopted, you know, to do a good thing. They've turned the entire thing around on the United States people, and it's a gun aimed at us, and we're about to get it.
And if, well, they said it was the fight. Go ahead.
I wish we could somehow, I don't know how you could do it, but sponsor some sort of a million-man march on D.C. Let them know we need
business. Now, here's the problem. I couldn't sponsor a 50,000-person march. Would probably cost $20,000 to fund. I don't, that's why we're having the money bomb tomorrow, because everybody keeps saying, and it's true, I need to do more, and we need the funds to do it. So buy the books, buy the videos, donate, whatever. Just support us. God bless you, sir. We're going to call those phone numbers. And, folks, don't call too much till I've had a chance to call, but it won't matter. The media is going to get a hold of this, and you'll see all these quotes in the news about we can't have veterans with guns. And, these are BATF investigations. I said first hour about this probably has to do with BATF at gun shows, and this will be their excuse to intimidate the VFW and turn them all into snitches. And that's now what he was basically saying. Let's go to more callers. Let's talk to Rob in Texas, and then James, Bill, John, and others. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm a quartermaster at one of the VFWs here in Texas. And I got this email. I posted on one of our forums back on April 22nd. And one of the things I'm kind of wondering about is there's a requirement for the VFWs to report all their ceremonial rifles every 3 years to TACOM. And what raises a question in my mind is why all of a sudden they need to inventory everything. Because all these cannons and artillery and everything that the VFW owns except for the ceremonial rifles are all demilled. They're non-functional.
That's right. For those that don't know, when you drive in front of a VFW in a little town, you see an Army tank and a helicopter. If it even has the Gatling gun on the Cobra, or if it even has the main gun, the howitzer on the tank, it's been filled. It's had hot metal poured down into it. It's been spiked. But the issue is, again, there you are the terrorist. This is a way to introduce you to the BATF, introduce you to secret police, where you're intimidated, and you're going to feel good when the BATF and FBI and Homeland Security are by and says, oh, it's all right. You're not in trouble. We want you to work for us. And you're thinking about a rifle that came up missing 10 years ago, and you're going, all right, what do you need to know? We just want you to fight Al-Qaeda, by the way, and watch your neighbors. No, I'm serious. That's how this goes.
I know. And, I have some concerns with the VFW, especially with the DHS report, calling all of us veterans terrorists. The VFW was, I saw the memo from the national commander, and they were basically supporting the government's decision to do this.
I remember that. I remember when the VFW came out on TV and said, I know it seems strange to say the veterans are the number one threat, not even Al-Qaeda, and gun owners are number two, and then Al-Qaeda. Evil vets, evil gun owners, Al-Qaeda. And that was on national news going, but veterans are bad. They're dangerous. So,
right, and I don't appreciate that. And the American Legion.
Is that because you're with Al-Qaeda, sir? We may have to take you in. We may have to take you in for a little bit of waterboarding to make sure. By the way, they're now waterboarding marijuana suspects. I have the mainstream news article. And if you're against waterboarding, maybe you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, do you see how this whole thing works now?
Oh, yeah. The whole problem is the American public in general is in denial of what's going on. They think that, everything's going to be okay. We're going to turn around and vote Republican or do something to where our government isn't going to walk all over us. I don't see that happening.
No. When the Republicans are in power, the right foot steps forward. And then when the Democrats are in power, the left foot steps forward. Can't we look below the leg? I mean, past the legs of the body in the New World Order? You got these international bankers are the body. Northcom's their arms. The IRS is their mouth to devour us. And they've just sprouted a new mouth. That's the green taxes, the carbon tax, and sprouting a new mouth, the new oil tax. And it's just a bunch of mouths cramming us into it. And we debate the legs all day instead of the body and the arms and the head. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're just grabbing whole families, grabbing farms, ranches. They grabbed GM and just went, and paid to send it overseas.
Well, the whole thing, you know, is until this starts affecting the average everyday person, they're just not going to pay attention, no matter how many people are calling attention to this.
As long as they do it incrementally, the cowards aren't going to wake up. Look, the cowards are saying Bilderberg doesn't exist, Global Bank doesn't exist, even when it's in hundreds of newspapers, because previously they were told it didn't exist, so they'll look at me and say, I don't care if the news says it's real. It ain't real, and you're a kook.
Yeah, and that's what they... Well, even on my forums, they treat the info warriors as a bunch of kooks, which, you know, kind of offends me.
Well, they love being slaves. I mean, it's a religion to submit, a religion to make excuses. Their 501c3 churches are under federal control publicly. We broke it 2 years before it was national news, training them to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps. I mean, you know, they're training everybody to get ready for the FEMA camps. I mean, they're really planning to do this. And they're going to take everything you got, all you stupid good old boys.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Huge news blitz is coming up. Just tons of viral info. Waterboarding marijuana suspects. Government now saying they're going to do that. Notice they say, oh, we're not spying on you. Then, oh, we are spying, but it's only offshore Al-Qaeda. And the courts and Congress say they can have no more Fourth Amendment. And they say, yeah, we're going to spy on everybody for everything. And, oh, we can waterboard? That's not torture? We're going to waterboard you for anything we want. They already have pressure compliance, pain compliance, where they court ruled last week in the U.S. They can taser you to make you talk, to make you give DNA. Oh, that's not torture. 50,000 volts into somebody when they don't answer your questions. And they say to make you talk, but it's not torture. Incredible pain, excruciating pain. You know, when he's electrocuting Winston Smith in 1984, O'Brien is. It's not torture. No! And that's exactly what O'Brien would say. This isn't torture. This is medical aid I'm giving you, Winston. Oh, let me pull that tooth out with pliers. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not torture. And again, oh, there's not a world government. We're just announcing it. You know, oh, the veterans, we're going to SWAT team you if you don't report that old cannon you've got from the Civil War. This is about making the military, veterans, you're going to be sub-citizens now. You're going to be spied on, hated, watched, not able to own firearms. It's all being announced. It's all, I told you years ago you were the number one terror threat to Homeland Security. I've been to the training drills. NORTHCOM is for you, and it's for me, a gun owner. And you were going along with it going, yeah, fuck them brown Al-Qaedas. Those brown Al-Qaedas work for the bankers. Let's go ahead and go to James in the UK, then Bill, John, Mark, and others. Go ahead, James.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. Firstly, I'm going to have to apologize to you. So I didn't know you only wanted to talk vets today, so I can't listen to you live.
Well, that's okay. Since you're here, go ahead.
Firstly, I wanted to bring to your attention a big news article we've got here today on Sky News, and the headline is London Police Accused of Water Torture, and I emphasize the word torture, where basically six London police officers have been suspended for waterboarding four drug suspects.
Yeah, same thing here. No. Everybody's going to be tortured. They're going to increase the tasers from 50,000, was it watts or volts, to 70,000. And they are going to make you on airplanes wear a shock necklace and shock bracelet. Homeland Security announced it. People didn't believe it. In fact, guys, YouTube taser bracelets for air travel. And then the company that did this, Homeland Security, is considering making you wear, and it's like, it's freedom. Everybody gets a shock necklace in America. What are you with Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's just total. How is that not insanity that we'll all be wearing shock necklaces and bracelets? Does that sound like freedom?
Nothing surprises me in this world anymore.
I'm not kidding, sir. I'm not kidding about this.
They just shoot us in the head if they could.
Well, that's next. Well, they do that in Fallujah if you don't have your ID in order. I have Tom Brokaw right before he retired saying they line the families up. They don't have the cards. They're all shot. God is my witness. I have Tom Brokaw saying that. I played it 4 or 5 years. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. You go ahead and make your point.
Basically, I just wanted to bring the article to everyone's attention. If they want to Google it, the headline is London Police Accused of Water Torture. And also, I wanted to, I know you've got quite a few UK listeners, and I wanted them to point them into the direction of a new website we've released for UK people, Against the World New World Order. And the URL is www.freeyourmindnow.tk. Because basically, we realized there wasn't any real sites targeted for the UK people, and like, British people have a huge tendency to go, oh, the New World Order, yeah, that's that thing trying to take over America and trying to take the New World out of the sentence and just say, oh, that's just America. So we wanted to bring awareness into this country as well. So just wanted to plug that website as well.
All right, well, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in one more and then continue after the break. Let's talk to Bill in Connecticut, probably another evil gun owner. Terrorist, do you own a firearm, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Do you own a firearm?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got a terrorist. I'm serious. You are, according to the federal government, a terrorist. Number one threat, NORTHCOM is for you. Terrorist, what do you have to say?
I'm a scary guy. In any case, hey, Alex, I just wanted to point out a couple things to you here that you've said on a few other shows, and I can't believe this. I was sitting there reading yesterday, doing my laundry, in The Economist, okay? In The Economist, they turn around on, I don't have the page here, but it's in their new technology thing, the spies in the skies, military technology, the blimps equipped with remote sensing. This is in The Economist.
Doesn't exist. Economist doesn't exist either, sir. You're having a mass schizophrenic event with me right now. None. This video of troops confiscating guns, preparing for it, not real either. Stay there. Stay with us. I want to hear the rest of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Okay, for about 10 minutes or so, I got We Are Change LA, who are just kicking butt. They've confronted General Richard Myers, Vice President Joe Biden, ex-CFR President Lindsey Glebe, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, LAPD Chief Bratton three times, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, CIA Case Officer Robert Baer, General Wesley Cart, Summer Redstone, CIA Director Michael V. Hayden, what an effeminate demon, Philip Shinnon, Representative Grace Napolitano, L.A. City Council Scott McClellan, Mike Ravel, Simon Wiesenthal Center, David Frum, Jane Harmon, Mitt Romney. They confronted the Simon Wiesenthal Center because They went before Congress and said, anybody who's a 9/11 truth is a Nazi Al-Qaeda. We got the video in Congress. They said architects and engineers for 9/11 truth hate Jews. Nothing to do. We don't talk about. I mean, they're the ones pushing anti-Semitism. And it makes people go, ooh, why are you covering up 9/11? I mean, it interjects it into it. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. I wanted to finish up with the caller, if he's still there. Who was I talking to? Bill in Connecticut? Okay, Bill, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
anyway,
yeah, hold on a second, though. Listen, it's not, ooh, Alex told me about secret surveillance blimps, and now the news admits it. It's been admitted. It's just I go on national shows and they laugh at me and say he believes there's big blimps. Everybody knows they're flying saucers. And I go, no, it's a government homeland security blimp. Here's the government purchase order. And the media laughs. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I just found it amazing. I mean, I'm sitting there doing my laundry and I said, oh, my God, that's the same thing that was on Alex Jones' show. I was going, you got to be kidding. Anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to point out here today on today's MSNBC.com. Okay. The other story that you were talking about pertaining to the grandmother who was zapped by the cop in Austin.
Yes.
This is on, I'm looking at it right now, today's MSNBC.com. They say here, great grandmother dared the cop to tase her. So he did. And they have the film. It says, woman 72 refused to sign traffic ticket. An argument and then a zap.
And then she finally submitted and said, I'll do it, and that's when he zapped her. And the mainstream media, they just released this 2 days ago. We were talking about weeks ago before they released it. And, of course, his story is not exactly what he said, and her story isn't exactly what she said. That's normally how it is. But the issue is the media loves it, legitimizing, look, tasering women for not signing tickets is good. And that message
that's excessive
is...
excessive force, man.
Well, look, pretty soon they're going to line well women up and blow their heads off.
Right.
And if the yuppies think that's going to get them some money, they'll do it.
Right.
So you got to worry about the government and then the sheep. The sheep are very dangerous.
Right. Well, the other thing I wanted to just mention real quick, when I called you the other week with when you had Jesse Ventura on, did I hear him correctly? I mean, was he like selling out, sitting there saying, give me the post in Cuba so I can go down there and drink rum and smoke cigars and I'll do whatever you say? Was that what he was saying?
I didn't hear him say that. I mean, it's a joke saying I would love to be the first ambassador to Cuba.
Okay.
And in a way, he's saying he's obsessed with scuba diving and the beach and surfing.
Sure.
And so the joke was, I want a
job.
Yeah, he's saying no. It was in the body of discussion. I mean, it's all the connotation it's in. It's all. How it's framed. He's saying we ought to open up Cuba. 50 years of sanctions is stupid. I'll be the first ambassador. So it was a joke. But
okay.
I bet if he was offered it, he'd take it. Yeah. Because he agrees with that policy. And I would tell Jesse take that post because then we'd have a 9/11 truther as the ambassador to Cuba and we could have him on the show and get even more influence.
Right, right, right.
I don't think it's a sellout.
All right. No, that's cool. I just, you know. When I was hearing that, I was like going, whoa, are you kidding? So,
well, I mean, I don't think he said I'm going to sell out. He said, give me the post in Cuba.
Right. Anyway, all right.
Well, we all know it's not going to happen, so let's not hold our breath.
There you go. Anyways, I'm going to send you some money for your money bomb, and keep up the good work. You're doing a hell of a job.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it. Yeah. What is 30,000 times, what's 30,000 times 12, or 30 times 12? What's 30 times 12? $360,000 a year in IT bills here at this office. $360,000. Over $20,000 of that is bandwidth and then the two IT guys. Folks, I mean, I have to sit here and hustle just to, it's like a locomotive going towards the New World Order on the tracks. And I'm shoveling coal in. And so I end up spending my time trying to make the money to pay for websites getting millions of views a week, to pay to serve out what's 150,000 free podcasts 6 days a week. What's six times 150,000? That's almost a million four-hour podcasts. That, you know, that costs a lot of money. I mean, that's where I mean, literally, I've got a decent house and a decent car. You know, it's a Chrysler, car, nothing fancy. And that is that much of my money. I mean, eating decent food, taking care of my kids and my wife is that much. Here's the money this operation makes. Here's the money I'm keeping. That's how I can get up here and ask for money. And then people say, on YouTube, man, he doesn't look like a televangelist asking for money. Now, he looks sincere because I am sincere. I'm sincerely waging war on the New World Order. I'm sincerely risking my life. I'm sincerely taking on the globalist. I'm sincerely breaking massive news story after massive news story. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are treasures. They are treasures because we can break major stories. You heard the caller earlier. I have no reason to doubt him saying a month ago he posted on their forum the VFW order to register all their firearms and old equipment for basically for confiscation down the road by the BATF. And I'm sure he did. The point is we got it. We put it out. Now it's big. Whatever we put out ends up in the news because we do the research, we have the documents, we make the phone calls, we put it out, it breaks. Do you know the value of being able to warn people about federal and state legislation that's bad? There were people for weeks fighting this bill that had passed the House going to the governor's desk to be able to kidnap people's kids with no Fourth Amendment, with no judge, jury, order, nothing, without parents even being told ever. Just, where's my kid? I don't know. Snatch and grab like CIA and Abu Ghraib. Literal, snatch and grab type ops. They grab your kid, they're in a van, gone. We put that up Friday, and then it was all over the news and everywhere this week. I mean, literally, the Wall Street Journal is doing a big cover story on me. Psychology Today is a bunch of other big papers. And, of course, they're going to be hit pieces, but I can't turn them down because then they'll just be their side. None of what I have to say will be in there. And they'll say, Alex refused to be, talked to for this. But they're saying, why are you so big? Why is everybody talking about you? Why is there this buzz everywhere? And, folks, it is everywhere. I can go to Alabama. I can go to New York. I can walk into the first restaurant I go into. I can walk out on the beach in South Texas and people walk up. My uncle was telling me in East Texas that and he doesn't go to the store, but maybe once a week. He's a farmer and keeps the ranch up and things. And he said just everywhere he went, because there's a station 50 miles out or something that goes into that area, East Texas, an affiliate. And he said there's just buzz everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. I mean, folks, this radio show, the websites, the films, I'm going to We Are Changed a moment. I'm sorry I'm late getting to them. This is all just absolutely amazing. And I know I babble. I know I stutter. I know I'm goofy. I know I act stupid. I know, but I'm real, folks. And I've got a good brain, and I understand what the enemy's doing. I understand what they're doing a lot better. I'm a lot better at that than my communication skills, which people seem to think are pretty good. I think they're not that good. And I get your criticisms. A lot of it's legitimate. I know. I'm a sorry excuse for a human being. But I'm doing the best I can. And I'll take 100% of this money bomb, and depending on how much comes in, I'll hire a couple video editors, a couple webmasters, a moderator for the site, maybe more if we have some, or I'm going to have to shut down the comments. It's getting really dangerous, the setups and things that are going on there. We are going to maybe even get the space next to us, which is available, because the economy is falling apart around here, so the warehouse space next to us that I couldn't afford a year ago or when we signed the lease about 10 months ago, it's now almost – it's a little over a third, about 40% of the price it was a year ago. So I said, I can't get more space. But now they haven't leased it, and it's sitting there. I need that room to do the official TV studio. Look at all we've done. So tonight at midnight, start giving. And in the morning, we'll put the numbers in. You can see throughout the day how much is coming in. There's going to be a phone number. You can give multiple places, credit card, PayPal. And it will all go to equipment and expanding what we're doing. And you will see within months the measurable change and the expansion of what we're doing here. And look, I've pledged my name, my blood, my sacred honor, everything on fighting the New World Order. I don't have a choice now. I'm going in 110%. I don't like having to do all this extra work. I don't enjoy having to hire new people and worry of their feds trying to set me up because that stuff goes on, folks. I don't enjoy at this point being in the spotlight because now it's dangerous. It was fun 10 years ago and still a little bit dangerous, but now it's, you know, now it's white knuckle. It's, man, this is real. This is, I am now with the enemy, fully aware of who I am, concerned about me, and they'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and think nothing of it. So we're going to We Are Change in a moment. I've done 2 hours and 44 minutes and haven't plugged on air any of the sponsors, and these are the folks that make the show possible. If we made enough off the money, Bob, even though these are great sponsors, you wouldn't hear them here because I'd rather just cover news. But here are the sponsors making the show possible. One of them is Ecolablube. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water for the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. They got bigger ones if you want them. Generated water has passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, toxins, neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water. And it's just a really great system. Give them a call. Get your atmospheric water generator today. 1-800-691-6043. Get off the grid. Get self-sufficient. You know there's no fluoride in this, boys and girls, because it doesn't come out of a water system, even if you try to filter it. Normal stuff's hard to get it out. 800-691-6043 or ecolablue.com today. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is eFoods Direct, the best storable foods company out there where I have chosen to get my storable foods. I bought them a few other places and didn't like what I got with MSG and fillers. This is high-quality stuff, very inexpensive, great price. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And you can get a free brochure, watch their free videos online about all the great food products and lines and stoves and water filters and all the other great stuff they've got. Call and get a free brochure today. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait on your family's future and security. eFoodsDirect.com, that's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. And as I said, check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I got these guys on here with us. Got Walter Williams, the economist, coming on at the start of the next hour. It's only got 10 minutes of airtime with our guys, so I appreciate them be joining us. Bruno Brewiler, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Jeremy joins us as well, and Stuart Howe. And there's a whole bunch of folks, one of the most active We Are Change. These are just grassroots groups. You believe 9/11 is an inside job, government-sponsored terror, you want to defeat the New World Order, you can create your own We Are Change. There's no central group. I get calls saying, are you the head of We Are Change? Do you secretly run it? No. I don't even know 99% of these people. These are volunteers out asking real questions at media events. General Myers is quite a snake. Stuart Howe, Bruno, Jeremy, I've got this video. We posted it days ago. I know it's at We Are Change, LA, WACLA.org, but we're going to play some of it after the break. But in a nutshell, why was it so important? Whoever wants to speak up first, go ahead. Maybe Stuart wasn't there, but Bruno was. I know Jeremy was. But you guys have been at many other events as well, confronting people. Why was this important? Who is General Myers, for people that don't know?
This is Jeremy.
Go for it, Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Alex, for having us on, and I appreciate all the good work that you're doing. Richard Myers was the acting head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on 9/11, while the real head was out of town, like many other important people on that day. And since that day, he's changed his story numerous times about where he was when the building that he operates out of, the Pentagon, was hit. And he doesn't.
And Cheney has changed his story, too, repeatedly, but go ahead.
And he doesn't appear to desire to really clear his whole role in all of this up. He doesn't want to come really clean about all of these mimetic war games and terror drills that were occurring at the same time that the terror attacks actually were pulled off. So at this point, he's at the very least, he's considered a suspect in the 9/11 blackout.
Oh, I'll say it. No way he wasn't involved. He was in there making sure NORAD stood down. That's on record. I'll say it. General Myers is complicit.
I'm with
That's
you,
why
we
labeled him a criminal, even though the justice system has not yet brought him to justice.
Hold on. One at a time. We got two folks talking, and I'm getting a little bit of static on these lines. Who was jumping in there?
Bruno, this is Bruno. I just want to agree that we need to call the criminals out for who they are. He's a 9/11 criminal, and that's how we labeled the video. General Myers is a 9/11 criminal.
Yeah. Who's got the crackly line there, or is somebody on the same line together?
I'm not sure.
That's Bruno's line. Bruno, I'm going to let you go in a moment, but I want to have you guys back up for a full hour soon because your line's bad. But we'll come back to the other two guys after the break. Bruno, are you still there? I was going to say I was going to let him go after he finished his point. Go ahead.
You know, I think we need to call out all the criminals for who they are. Call them criminals. They are not. We've reached a threshold in the 9/11 Truth Movement. People, it's growing quickly. These people are getting scared, and let's just call them what they are. They're treasonous, traitors, 9/11 criminals, and let's not be nice about it anymore.
Yeah, there's no doubt they stood down NORAD. There's no doubt they ran the exact drills, the exact targets being hit at the exact time. Bruno, you had a lot of courage. So did Jeremy and Stuart Howe as well, counting countless others confronting them. I mean, to go into this crowd and then these neocons assault you as you agree to leave. They hit you, punch you, and cuss at you and hit you hard with pleasure and enjoyment.
It's true.
Yeah, it's sick. But we kind of knew that was going to happen when we went in. And it's just part of, you know, you have to, you know, the intensity of the moment, it's so rewarding just to stand up and tell the truth. And I handed out Oath Keeper cards to many people, veterans in the audience, before I stood up. If people aren't aware of what Oath Keepers are, they should look it up, because police officers and military are responding really positively to that. They're fast-growing.
Well, if I've ever seen spook in bad intelligence people, those were old retired spooks that were attacking you. And just shameful people. Stay there, gentlemen. I want to come back to you and briefly get into what happened while you were there and tell folks to go to the website, wacla.org. My site's at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. I am Alex Jones, and I was there at the beginning of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and I pray to be there at the end when these criminals are brought to justice. Stay with us.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazard in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Yeah, next week I'm going to have the folks from We Are Change LA on for a full hour. I got to get Luke on too from New York. Just all of them are so great. In closing, we let Bruno go because of his bad line. Bruno really got roughed up by these guys, but they were so cowardly. They're saying get out, and they're trying to hold him there for the police. Get out! Then they hold you so they can get you for trespassing at a public event, or he actually bought a ticket for it, and then shoving him. Finishing up, Bruno and is gone, but Jeremy and Stuart Howe, both very articulate, great research. I'm familiar with both of your work. Met Stuart a few times. Finish up with what happened in this event.
So this is Jeremy, and so Bruno stood up and called out General Richard Myers and asked him how we could trust him when he's clearly contradicted his own stories around 9/11. And then quickly he was booed. And a man who, a private individual, was the primary one to try to push him out as he tried to warn people about their freedoms being taken away. And then he was taken out, and then a few moments later, I couldn't handle it because they were applauding and they were apologizing to the alleged general for him having to deal with this. And so I couldn't take it, so I stood up and I said, that man was telling the truth. He has changed his story, and at that point, the same private individual came over and dragged me out into the aisle and then gave me a chokehold and pulled me out while I asked it whether this was America and whether he was a patriot. And then when we finally got out, he told me, there were children in there. Like, he was disturbed that I had made him do violence in front of the children. So it was a very interesting sort of.
No, that's always the mental illness of a tyrant, is to then say, you hurt children. Oh, I just took you to a FEMA camp. You made me do this. You're so bad. What a little punk, you know.
But what was great was that once we got outside, one lone proud citizen came out and verified to the police that I had been choked and that many of the people in the audience had been clapping. So, and not that he agreed with my action, but he stood up for my right to take that action. So it's always the lone individual who stands up who becomes the bastion of freedom in the future.
Yeah, or the cops were going to take you to jail for daring to buy a ticket and then go in and ask a question at an event, and you were going to go to jail for being choked. That's how the twisted justice works now in this country, but people are standing up and saying no.
Right. And we realized later that I failed to give the direct command to the police officers to go in and apprehend the man, saying that I wanted to press charges.
Hey, you got to tell them you must. I'm filing a complaint. I've been assaulted. You've got to tell them to go after him. Real fast, anything from Stuart about what's happening?
Thanks, Alex. I was in the periphery on this one, but I'm just so proud of everybody in Change. It's just we all have our opportunities to stand up when we can, how we can. The way you put it before we came on, I thought was great. You know, this is real, and we're genuine people doing our best because of the weight and the gravity of the importance of what's going on. So, you know, I'm just, like, thrilled about what's going on, not only with us out here, but across the country. You know, at every opportunity, people are standing up and saying the emperor wears no clothes, and we're just doing our best, man.
And what it comes down to in the final equation is, you know, you're good out there. You know, those of you listening, that you are a patriot, that you're not New World Order, that, you know, that you have great ideas. Become leaders. Go to press conferences. Ask real questions. Start a blog. Get involved. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is for good men and women to do nothing. Well, the website's WACLA.org, WACLA.org, WeAreChangeLA.org. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to have you guys all on for a full hour next week to break down all the great work you're doing and talk more. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with Walter Williams. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
The Tyranny of Socialism is his new book. He's a best-selling author. You've heard him fill in for some of the biggest talk shows in the country, the biggest, Rush Limbaugh, and do his own show from time to time, WalterEWilliams.com. And I was telling him during the break when we first got him online that I like him a lot more than I like Rush Limbaugh because I like the fact that he's a professor, that he covers economics, and that he really exposes, when I hear him on air, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party, which needs to be done more and more. So for the next 30 minutes, Walter E. Williams joins us. We then go live to a press conference from the Texas Capitol where they're openly trying to have the governor sign a bill where no more Fourth Amendment. The CPS will be able to take your children without even a fake order. Those are already flimsy from a judge. But a host of issues to talk about with Walter E. Williams today. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's great to have you here with us. For those that may not know who you are, most probably do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a professor of economics. I've been teaching at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, for coming going on 30 years. And my big job is trying to convince my fellow Americans on the moral superiority of individual liberty and its main ingredient, limited government. It's a hard job.
What do you think of Ron Paul?
I think he's one of the few. And perhaps you can only name four or five congressmen that if the founders were to come back, they would speak to. He's one of the few that they would have respect for.
So you think he's founding father caliber, or they would just talk to him?
Well, I think they would talk to him. That is, you know, most congressmen, they have utter contempt for the Constitution of the United States and the moral principles that were the bedrock at our founding. And when I say that, a lot of people say, well, what are you talking about? Well, if you read through the Constitution, the founders gave the government, the Congress, 21 things to do. And it's listed in Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. And if it's not there, they can't do it. And to give you an idea how far we've strayed, James Madison, who's the acknowledged father of the Constitution, he said in 1794, when Congress appropriated $15,000 to help some French refugees, he said, and I'm virtually quoting him, and all these quotes are available on my website at WalterEWilliams.com, he says, I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article in the Constitution that allows Congress to take the money of their constituents for the purposes of benevolence. Now, if you look at the federal budget today, two-thirds or three-quarters of it is for the purpose of benevolence. That is, the major function of the United States Congress today is that of taking the rightful property of one American and giving it to another American to whom it does not belong. Now, I'm talking about farm subsidies, business bailouts, food stamps, welfare, prescription drugs, you just name it, on and on. Congress is engaged in what, if you and I did it, we'd go to jail. That is, taking the property of one person and giving it to another. It's nothing more than legalized theft.
And now it becomes more and more obvious with government just running wild at every level. Isn't the government just becoming a gang with a flag, with a bunch of enforcers?
They're becoming Congress and the White House, and they've been this way for a long time. It's just escalated recently. They're just a group of thugs.
Well, there's no doubt of that. I mean, we see all these reports where Congress is exempt from most of the laws they pass on us. Isn't that one of the hallmarks of tyranny?
Well, that is absolutely right. That is when people talk about rule of law and equality for the law, it means that the same rules, the same laws that you and I must obey also apply to people in government. They must also obey them. That is, if something is immoral for you and I to do, it's immoral for government to do.
Amazing. We got 25 minutes left with him after this break. He's Walter E. Williams, and the website's waltereWilliams.com. Can't forget that. We have links to it up on our websites. Just absolutely great to have him on. I remember listening to him when I was in college, way back in the early 1990s. Just great to have him on with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call AcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is a professor of economics, best-selling author, nationally syndicated radio talk show host in his part-time, and a syndicated columnist. WalterEWilliams.com. His latest column out today is Americans Love Government. But I was making the point during the break to him, isn't that because we've been domesticated, brought up in it, not knowing how good it is without this giant government? And people don't know that in every case in history, government grows till it destroys the society. Can you speak to that, sir?
Yes, I can. That is, If you look at the federal government now as a percentage of our GDP, the federal government spends something like 22% of our GDP, and state and local governments spend up to, I think the total amount goes to near 40% of the GDP is spent by government in our country. Now, from 1787, the inception of our nation, from 1787 until the 1920s, the federal government spent only 3% of the GDP, except during wartime, and the state and local government spent around 9% of the GDP, and so for making for a total of 12% of the GDP, as opposed to close to 40%, was being spent by government. And keep in mind that in 1787, we were a third world nation, and by 1920, we were the most powerful nation on the face of Earth, and we were rich. That is, we went through this whole interval without a big government. And it turns out something else that's significant that Americans just plain don't know is that the idea that Congress and the White House should be involved with the economy, stimulating the economy, New Deal, this is a new idea. That is, we've had recessions and depressions that went from 1 year to 7 years from throughout our whole history. And matter of fact, in 1920, there was a sharp, very, very sharp downturn in the economy. There was no government program. And we went off after that. In 1922, we went through the Roaring Twenties. In the 1790, there was a Great Depression. Matter of fact, it was, I think, like 7 years, and there was no government program. Now, the government programs that deal with recessions came when there's a sharp turn down in the economy in 1929, 1930, and the Hoover administration started the government programs, and Roosevelt just followed on with it with a New Deal, and they turned what would have been in 1930, what would have been at the maximum a 3-year sharp downturn in the economy, they turned it into a 16-year affair. That is, the Great Depression was not over until 1946.
And Japan has now 12, 13 years doing the same thing, and I remember studying those panics, as they called them, and those depressions. They were much shorter. They were much more localized. Back before the Federal Reserve, back before government got involved, back before private interest got involved with government in this unholy alliance, and they promised, we'll never have another run on the bank, we'll never have another recession or depression. And then 1913 to 1929, they then take that depression and just exacerbate it with all the price controls and the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you wanted to rather, Martin, the current set of problems that we face now is a direct result of Congress. That is, I always suggest to people that the fundamentals of the American economy are, and even now, still reasonably sound. We have this huge problem in the financial sector. The financial sector is a big problem, and it's affecting some other parts of the economy. But Congress is the cause of the problems in the financial sector, particularly those that stem from the subprime loans and the housing market.
It's been enabling it and demanding it and prodding it all along, and then now is enabling it further.
Yes.
$14.8 trillion in 7 months, Bloomberg reported. I mean, my God, that's more than the GDP in
that's
seven
right.
months.
That's right. And the American people, I mean, I don't know what to say about my fellow Americans, but they're asking Congress to come and help us out to change things. That is, to ask Congress to help us, that's very much like seeing a building on fire and you calling the arsons who set it on fire to help you put it out. That's the same thing. And Congress is the cause of these problems. And you know what? And what gets me about the, I call it stupidity of Americans, or either the ignorance of Americans, is that Congress messed up. This current state of affairs was a result of Congress trying to give us, and the White House, trying to give us affordable housing. Now we're asking Congress to give us affordable health care.
Well, it's unbelievable. Bloomberg reported that $9.3 trillion would pay off all the mortgages in the country. So if it's $14.8 so far,
mm-hmm.
where is all the money going? I mean, this is ridiculous. And they're admitting now that it's driven up mortgage prices because the banks have got all this money. They're just wanting to hoard it or to buy up other banks.
Oh, that's right. And see, what Congress should do, you know, what should happen is that people who got in over their heads in the housing market, they bought houses they cannot afford, they should just lose their house, and they should be foreclosed on. That is, if you know, I think it was Herbert Spencer said, I believe it was him, it could have been somebody else, that if you protect people from the folly of their ways, you create a nation of fools. And that's what we're doing. We're protecting people from their folly and therefore creating a nation of fools. And see, the problem is that too many of us want to blame politicians for our problems. And yes, we can blame politicians just a little bit. But the bulk of the blame lies with the American people. That is because politicians are doing precisely what American people elect them to office to do. And what do we elect them to office to do? We elect them to office to use the power of their office to take the property of one American and give it to us.
Now, let's shift gears, sir, into Barack Obama. Clearly, George Bush, size of government triples. I thought that was bad. Now, under Obama, he's doubling the government in 1 year. If you project that out 10 times by the time he leaves office or even more. So specifically, sir,
I don't know whether that's sustainable, but surely that's what he's doing. And that's what the American people want. That's what they want. That, look, if you doubt what I'm saying, what the American people want, let me ask a question. Now, suppose I, Walter Williams, was running for the United States Senate from Texas. And I go back and forth across the state of Texas telling my fellow Texans, look, I've read the United States Constitution. I know what Congress is authorized to do. And if you elect me to the Senate, don't expect for me to bring back aid to higher education funds, highway construction funds, prescription drugs, meals on wheels. Do you think I would get elected to the Senate from Texas?
No, because maybe in Texas, but in other states, no, because they don't understand the feds take a dollar of our money, send 30 cents back with strings attached.
But you know, here's the problem, Alex, is that the people of Texas would be absolutely right not electing anybody who respects the United States Constitution to the United States Senate. The reason why is that, for example, if I am the senator and if I don't bring back billions of dollars to Texans, that doesn't mean that Texans will pay a lower federal income tax.
Exactly.
All that it means is that Oklahoma will get it instead. That is, once legalized theft begins, it pays for everybody to participate.
Hey, oh, that's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, that's what Ron Paul's always saying. They say he's a hypocrite because he votes against the bills. But then the spending bills, but once the money comes in, he says, look, I'm going to earmark this because the money was spent. I mean, now you're paying these taxes. You don't want it to come back for the shrimp fisheries of the Gulf Coast. I mean, I represent the Gulf Coast. And so if I don't take this earmark, it's going to go to foreign aid or something.
That is absolutely right. So what it makes people who would otherwise be moral, they become immoral. That is, because if you don't participate in the legalized theft, you're going to wind up holding the brown end of the stick, if you get what I mean.
Wow. Amazing. Sir, I mean, you've been around a while. You've made a lot of predictions I've seen come true. What do you see happening with Obama with this false hope? He knows government health care isn't going to work. He knows trillions spent is just going to, down the road, make things even worse. I mean, I guess the special interests want all this money, and they're the ones that put him in office. Yeah. But how do you see this ending with Barack Obama and all these people that followed him and believe he's really going to give them a free house, give them a free car? You know, the people you see on TV saying all my problems are solved because Obama.
You know, I don't know I don't know what to predict. But however, the current state of affairs is unsustainable. I mean, just one aspect. Forget about the health care and all this other spending, it turns out that the unfunded liability of Social Security and Medicare is $101 trillion. Now, what that means when I say unfunded liability, And even the Social Security Administration's report, they say, is the unfunded liability of this huge $101 trillion. What that means is that in order for Congress to make good on the promises it's already made to people who are living today in terms of Medicare and Social Security, they would have to put trillions of dollars in the bank today, earning at least a 6% rate of interest in order to make good for it. And this is not going, they're not going to do that. And according to some estimates, such as the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas, Texas, they point out that by 2040, I believe something like, given the current state of affairs, if it continues the way it's going now, that 80% of the federal budget will be spent on Social Security and Medicare.
Amazing. 80%. Let's talk more about that in our final segment with Walter E. Williams, WalterEWilliams.com. He is our guest. I hope he'll come back again with us soon. I want to talk to him about GM. Not only is there a bailout of GM, but the bailout money under World Trade Organization rules, part of it has to go overseas, so we're paying to ship it to China and Brazil and Europe. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit PoleCure.com. PoleCure.com has flu survival survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Walter E. Williams is our guest. We had a bizarre power outage here in the studio. We're on backup. We'll see if we can stay on the air here together. Mr. Williams, continuing. GM, the trillions to the banks, and the government's now saying they're just going to expand and intensify all of this. Are they going to just continue to dump money on this until they completely destroy us, or how do you see this unfolding?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of things that they're doing is unsustainable, but I think that the whole idea about Detroit and GM and other companies going bankrupt, I think that people don't quite understand what bankruptcy means. If they did, I don't think they would let government get away with what they're doing. That is, it's almost when you hear people talk, you know, if an airline goes bankrupt or if an auto company goes bankrupt, people think as if the company, the productive assets are going to go poof and disappear into thin air. Like if the airline went bankrupt, the airline's going to go poof and disappear into thin air, or the assembly line in Detroit will go poof. No, what bankruptcy means is that there's a change in the title to those assets. Somebody else will own those assets if it ultimately goes bankrupt, but there's an intermediate step. They can go to Chapter 11 first. But the point is that when government bails out companies, they're telling them, keep on doing what you're doing. See, the important thing about a market system is that failure, business failure, is just as critical to the operation of a market system as business success. That is, business success says you're doing the right thing, you're pleasing your customers, and you're doing it in a reasonable way. Excuse me. Business failure means that you're not pleasing your customers, or you're doing it in an inefficient way. You're wasting resources of the society. Now, when government steps in to bail out a failing business, it says, it in effect says, continue wasting the resources of society. Here's the money. Americans won't buy your damn cars, so here's some money. We'll take some money from the Americans and give it to you.
Well, Mr. Williams, expanding on that, the media keeps confusing this and saying capitalism failed. Now we've got to have socialism with the cover of Newsweek. That's a grand deception. I've noticed they've been parroting as a talking point. This isn't free market that did this. This was the state merging with some type of crony insider corruption. What do you call that? How do you boil that down and explain this as a bait and switch?
People call it crony capitalism, and that is, you know, just give you one example. We had this with the housing market, that we had this Community Reinvestment Act that intimidated banks into making loans that they otherwise would not have made. Now, banks would not lend people to buy a house, to buy a $200,000-$500,000 house with no money down. It required that government intimidate banks to do that. That's not capitalism. Under a free market system, a banker would not do that. He will do it when the government says, we want you to do it, unless we're not going to give you a merger. And then plus, if we had this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy the rotten paper that you sell. And so it's not capitalism at all. It's socialism that has failed, but the news media and politicians are doing a bait and switch. They're deceiving the American people.
Well, Mr. Williams, in the few minutes we have left with you, what is your solution? How do we get out of this? Just educate the public that it's a fraud? Because there are all these corrupt corporate interests that are not free market, that are some of the biggest corporations in the world, and they've made an alliance with corrupt government and then with the dumbed-down kind of howling mob, as John Adams would call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do we deal with this?
I'm not sure. I think that we can't deal with politicians. They're hopeless in terms of respect for the Constitution. What we have to do, and I think that talk radio has been very, very important on a number of the blogs that have been very, we have to somehow sell the American people on the moral superiority of individual liberty, which means limited government. We have to sell the American people on individual responsibility. We have to sell the American people that, on the, you know, Americans are very generous, and we have to tell people that, look, helping your fellow man in need is praiseworthy and laudable when you reach into your own pockets to help them out. When you reach into somebody else's pockets to help your fellow man in need, that is worthy of condemnation, and it's despicable. And for the Christians among us, we should recognize that when God gave Moses the commandment, thou shalt not steal, he did not mean thou shalt not steal unless you got a majority vote in Congress. And moreover, if you ask God, well, is it okay to be a recipient of stolen property? He would probably consider that a sin as well. That is, the big problems that we face in our society right now are moral problems.
And the big question is, when does the stealing end? The big question is, I mean, if you accept any of this theft, then the sky's the limit. WalterEWilliams.com, thank you so much for spending time
and
with us, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Take care. Have a great week coming up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back live. They've turned off the power in this end of Austin. We're on backup power. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can go to the press conference downtown.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Way up north to Alaska, way up north to Alaska, north to Alaska, go north to Russia's
own. Ron Paul's coming up, calling us from the floor of the House. Your calls as well. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Threatens, that should be the headline, threatens veterans with arrest if they don't report 100-year-old plus cannons that were given to them by the government. They're trying to lawyer trick now because the last 15, 20 years, they've been having them sign forms to get this stuff they give to them and push on them. You know, they ask the veterans, oh, come to all these funerals, you know, for dying vets, do these ceremonies, and here, you know, we'll give you the M1s to shoot the blanks, and we'll give you the uniforms and things. And now they're saying, we're going to send the BATF after you if you don't keep a record of all that. And they've also announced, until Congress got upset, Obama said no more brass left over from the military for reloading could be sold to big companies. And they're introduced all these bills to totally end the Second Amendment as we know it. This is all happening. This is all real. And it's just going to incrementally continue. But even though it's incremental, the incrementalism is accelerating now. It is intensifying now. It is expanding now. And the question is, as a society, what are we going to do about this? We have private outside banks that are having their way with the people. And as soon as Ron Paul gets on with us, that's what we're going to discuss, is the bill that he's introduced that's now got over 200 sponsors. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day, momentum building for Ron Paul and the American people, identifying the outside criminal organization, the private bankers that have engineered the collapse, that have taken over our society. This is the New World Order. We have their minutes. We have their documents. We have it all. We understand what they're doing and what they're setting up and what they are creating. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day. Momentum building for the American people. Thanks to Ron Paul and all of your phone calls to Congress, all the letters to Congress. At a time of writing, a bill that would see the Federal Reserve Bank audited for the first time in 59 years has 207 co-sponsors in the House and is gaining traction with every single day. Now, we've seen numbers of 200s, what we confirm. Daily Paul saying 207. We can talk to the man himself, Congressman Ron Paul, the hardest working man in Congress, Dr. Ron Paul, hailing from Texas. I'm so honored to be a Texan with him. Congressman, how many sponsors does it really have?
Well, it's actually 209 right now.
Yeah, you heard it here first, 209.
So you have to almost check minute by minute, and they're coming in faster and easier now. And the percentage of the new people are Democrats because a lot of the Republicans are already on. So it is spreading. I think the people at the grassroots have done the job that they need to do. And when we feel really depressed about how slow Congress works, we do have a system that will respond if we wake up enough people, but that's the tough job. But they will respond when they hear from the people.
Congressman, how long have you worked to get this many sponsors? I mean, you've been introducing this bill for a decade, haven't you?
Yes, it's been probably ever since I've been in Congress. I don't know if I've ever skipped any, but there's never been any general support from the public, but because of the financial crisis and because of the presidential campaign and the interest in the Federal Reserve, all of a sudden it's come together. So this is by far the most interest that we've had, and quite frankly, I think it's the most interest anybody's ever had since the Federal Reserve has been established in 1913. Because, you know, even though the Fed contributed significantly, if they didn't cause the whole depression of the 30s, nobody was calling for, you know, auditing the Fed and abolishing the Fed today. Those are routine chants that we hear. And therefore, I think we're making great progress only because they've created such a chaotic mess that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll have to change the headline at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to 209 from Congressman Ron Paul. So you heard it here first. Sir, I don't want listeners to blink or viewers to blink because they may miss history. I don't think even our own movement realizes the gravity of the fact that it looks like this bill has a good chance of passing if you get another 10 or so sponsors, and the Federal Reserve has hired lobbyists to try to block this. Their arrogance, their veneer of invincibility, their cloak of invincibility is falling away. People see that they can be beat. They see that they are not above the law. It's viral videos with the former Fed chairman and current Fed chairman saying they're above the law and no one can look into them and no agency of government of the three branches can. That is asinine on its face for even an uneducated, uninformed public on our system of government. And so I just want to get your take on what is it like for you to know you're the leader of something that is so amazingly historical? Because even if they somehow beat this time, then the question is, how were we not able to audit you? And so you can see that the momentum has changed and the pendulum is really shifting. I sense destiny of the level of 1776 here, sir.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. They can't put the genie back in the bottle because the odds are still, you know, iffy about where this is going to go. I mean, the powers to be have a lot of tools that they can use. Conference committees, maybe they might block it in the Senate. They can do all sorts of things. So I remain cautiously optimistic because I know it has a long way to go, but the issue will not be quieted down. I mean, the issue is out there. And, if you know, in some ways, let's say we have all this attention in this bill and we get the majority in the Congress to endorse it and it never gets out and never goes anyway. It's proof positive that we really need to do it. That means the incentive will be that much greater to get a handle on all this. So I think we win either way because we've gotten the attention of such a large number of people. And it's not only the very, very hardcore constitutionalists, because the grassroots are talking to the very average Republican, the very average Democrat, the moderate, the liberal, the progressive, and they're all joining it. But the issue really here is reigning in government and transparency. We should not be fooled into believing that they have a strong belief in the monetary policies that we might want. I mean, they're not old gold standard people or anything else. What's driving this is that Congress has created a mess. The Federal Reserve has been doing a lot secretly, and the American people want to know what's happening because they've seen too many special interests bailed out, not only by Congress and the Treasury, but by the Federal Reserve as well, and they're demanding answers.
Congressman, in the 12 minutes or so we have left with you, I've got so many important questions concerning this. How do we explain to some of the public out there that this is all a process of liberty? Tyranny wasn't born overnight in this country, and liberty isn't going to take back over overnight. It's a constant battle between those two tidal forces, as you know. But if people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, so boo-hoo. I said, no, it built this giant movement. Now the biggest thing on campus isn't liberal or fake conservative. It's libertarian. It's freedom. It's constitutionalist. And now people are finally seeing that a year later, that it's building in strength and that it's a process that even, as you just said, even if they defeat it this time, then people say, well, why can't we audit it? It's almost better if they do engage in chicanery and pull out the stops and beat it this time, because then everybody's going to want to know what they're hiding.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that'll just energize our group of young people, especially even more so. But I think it's an issue whose time has come, and it's not going to go away. I don't know if you saw Jim Grant's quote today on the business station, but he said that if we ever got that auditing bill passed, that it would be a declaration that the Federal Reserve is in a lot worse shape than any of the banks that went bankrupt. But that technically, you know, in conventional terms, the Federal Reserve does not have the assets. All they have are credits, and obviously that's what we would expect. But that goes to prove why they can't be the salvation of this country. I mean, just counterfeiting money and doing mischief and serving the interests of their friends, that can't work. I think it's going to come to an end whether we win this legislative victory or not, because their system is deeply flawed. Ultimately, I think the solution comes if we're well prepared to offer it up when the system totally collapses. The financial structure has come unglued, but the dollar is still the dollar still works to a degree. You know, people still are buying dollars, and they don't know what to do with them. But when they get discouraged and they don't hold dollars anymore, and then they start buying up hard assets, they're starting to buy oil now more than they did a month or so ago, and they continue to buy gold. And you know, China continues to buy gold. I mean, there's a lot of things. But the end stages of a situation like this goes very, very rapidly once the sentiment changes. Just like when the financial system collapsed, everybody rushed to dollars and interest rates went down to 1%, along with what the Fed was doing. But when a currency crisis hit, people went, holy man, let's get out of the dollar. And then you'll see the fireworks. Then we have to be prepared to say, don't just give us a UN central bank. I mean, the international planners are, they know what we know, and they're making their plans. They know their days are numbered. But the contest is between totalitarianism and liberty, and whoever wants the totalitarian approach has to have government-monopolized money, and that's what we have to stop.
In your gut, and we all know what the gut is, it's thousands of pieces of data integrated in, and the mind comes up with a prime projection. In your gut, Congressman, do you agree with me that in the last 2 months, we were about to get the tidal shift or the flip to our side, but I can almost spiritually feel it at a DNA level that the shift has happened.
Toward our way?
Yes.
Well, when I'm out of Washington, I have two perspectives. You know, when I go to a college campus and you represent and talk to people outside of Washington, and there should be reason why you're seeing signs of optimism. But I come up here every single day. Right now, we're dealing with the State Department authorization bill, and it's atrocious. You know, it's $18 billion and more mischief and more militarism. And the Republicans this time are going to oppose it, but it's just a partisan thing. But it'll go sailing right through.
So you're saying there's two different worlds,
yeah.
And more it's getting separated, and that gulf is widening.
Right, and like this week, and I just got off the floor. I gave my all of 2 minutes, and I said, you know, our president has asked us to go with PAYGO, pay the bills as you go along. Of course, for the liberal, that means raise taxes. Well, how can they raise taxes? That there's no businesses out there that can pay. But they're not going to pay for this. They're incapable. And if they paid for it by cutting it and they want to spend all this money overseas, they'd have to cut a domestic program, which they're not going to do. So the president's outside on the TV, and people say, well, that does sound good. And this president's not a radical spender. He wants to cut down, and he wants to rein this in, and he wants PAYGO. And he says, in 2 years from now, we're going to, you know, cut way back. We'll deal with the problems later on. And you know, I think, though, our crowd is probably like young people around the world. Think of those young people in China when Geithner goes over there and says, oh, yeah, we're going to get things under control, and we're going to rein back our spending. And those students just laugh at them. Well, I imagine there's a lot of students around the country and a lot of other people now who just laugh at us up here in Washington. But people here in Washington are still in charge, and we haven't converted them, and we're just seeing signs of it that it's possible when we can get 209 people to support an auditing bill. So we just have to do our best and see what happens, see if the calamity hits us before we can make some calm, deliberate decisions and make some changes. But my guess is that we'll have the crisis before we can do that.
Absolutely. Things are certainly deepening. When do you see the next big plunge downward deeper into this globally engineered depression?
Well, I think it's really going down now, but the government statistics sort of are giving people a false sense of security, so I think we're still slipping. But there will be more announcements and more bankruptcies and probably more commercial property problems and more states going bankrupt and more unemployment. Then finally, the euphoria on Wall Street of the last 4 months is dissipating, and that'll feed into a lot of disappointments. But, you know, even though Wall Street has done a little bit better by these prices going up a little bit, I don't think the average guy out there that's lost his job has started to feel any better yet. And I was impressed the other day that some of the news media have reported that the real rate of unemployment isn't 9%. It's like 18%, you know, when you add up all the people who don't look for jobs anymore or who work a couple hours a week. So It's a very serious problem. And,
exactly. The mainstream media is now having to admit more and more that the government is lying and spinning because they want to keep some credibility. Sir, I want to specifically ask you in the time we have left, how do we help you get this bill passed? How do we help you get H.R. 1207 that has 209 sponsors now as of June 10th, 2009 on this Wednesday edition? What can we do to get this passed? What can we do? Because going back to you at McKinney Ruff's when you gave a speech after I did 5 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, you talked about how the key was when the global crisis came in, the establishment would try to use the crisis to bring in their bank of the world, their world currency, because you were reading the same globalist documents I was.
Yeah.
And then now it's all over the news, and they're posing as the saviors, and the public is going, wait a minute, you're the guys that did this, so they are looking to you and others. So there's this vacuum that's about to happen, and I mean, just speaking to the fact that, as you always said, when this happened, we had to put in the maximum effort. So we want to put in the maximum effort. You're the general. You're the George Washington, sir. What do we do?
I think we just do more of what we're doing now and building our numbers. I mean, you have a large number of people that listen to you, and you continue to do the things that you're best at. Now, following up from our campaign, we started the Campaign for Liberty, and that website helps bring people together, and our numbers continue to grow. But right now, in a more specific way, they need to go to Campaign for Liberty, get the names of those who have signed on, and find out exactly the congressmen who have not. And then instead of, if your congressman has already signed on, go to the neighboring congressman and organize and find out where the meetup group is and list these people on the internet.
And go to their office. You could go shake their hand, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. When the members come and talk to me, they say, they'll come up and they'll be very nice, and they're just trying to do their job. They say, what is this bill that the grassroots are all riled up about, 1,200 and something? And I said, oh, it has to do with transparency of the feds so we know what they're doing. Oh, I'm for that. Then they sign on. But they came to me not because they wanted to be on a Ron Paul bill, but because the grassroots were telling them. Actually, politically, I have to take a little credit. It is a little more popular being on a Ron Paul bill now than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, you're out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. You've been introducing this. What, I mean, I remember 10, 12 years ago, you'd get like 5, 6 sponsors for this.
No, it's changing now. And it's politics. I mean, especially marginal Democrats and marginal Republicans, when they need this 10 or 15% of the vote. If there's a Democrat in a Republican seat, boy, they really want to pay attention to what
okay.
they're doing.
And Congressman, in closing, I want to ask you two quick questions. Number one, there's a domino effect, isn't there, from what you've been doing? Because as you move to audit the Fed, other agencies and groups and governments start thinking, here's AP today, Congress subpoenas the Fed about where all the billions of dollars to Bank of America went because they won't tell Senator Sanders and Congressman Paul and others, yourself. So again, here's this idea of holding these guys accountable is starting to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it'll be contagious, and that is very good. And I think that fortunately we can get all political groups together on transparency, and then we can argue out what we want to do. And matter of fact, Barney Frank has been helpful to me on this, but he wanted to make sure I knew he didn't agree with me on the ultimate monetary policy. And that's okay if they believe in transparency. Then open debate. But I so strongly feel that if we get transparency of the Fed and the people know what they've done, I think their days are numbered.
Well, it's been said that an audit of the Fed will abolish the Fed, because as soon as all the admitted criminality we can see them doing openly, what do you expect to find if we do get the audit? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we rebroadcast part of the Ron Paul interview from a couple hours ago. This is a good little drill for us in the new studio. We have backup batteries here, supposedly to run for a few hours, but you notice they only did about 20 minutes, and so that's why some of our internet streams went down. But that is a good beta test for us now. We'd have a generator, but those don't stay on roofs or outside offices for more than 5 minutes, even though they're bolted down. We're just going to get bigger batteries here in the office in the next week, or I guess I'll have to Hetzel roll or something, And we're going to get a little generator in the studio so we can roll it outside when that does happen. But all part of growing pains here. I apologize. We had to go to retransmission, but it was hot breaking Ron Paul information from today. And we will be rebooting the audio streams at InfoWars.com and getting that restreaming for everybody that missed any of the first of the show so people can tune in at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I will be live tomorrow, 11 to 3, and then back from 9 to midnight with Burmese for the 2009 second annual Money Bomb, which is absolutely vital to expand this radio show and buy the equipment we need and set up the bigger TV studio and get more video editors and up our output of viral films we put out for free. We try to fund it all people buying the DVDs, but quite frankly, that just isn't cutting it. And people always are saying they want to donate, so we want to commend all those of you out there that donated last year. We want to ask folks to donate this year. And to please spread the word today with the videos we've got posted promoting the Money Bomb. I'm going to send an email out today to a lot of our supporters in the past. So we want to thank everybody. So again, we are back live. We were in retransmission the last 15 minutes because I wasn't sure if our backup batteries would hold. Most of them did hold, but some of the server stream backup batteries went down. This is not just a radio network or radio station. It's not just TV. It's a lot of other things, so it was a good live-action drill for us here today. I want to thank Oatman. John's out of town right now, my regular guy up in Minnesota, but Oatman has done a fabulous job under pressure with me griping at him during breaks with this going on, and so has Will, and so has Matt, and our other IT people here in studio, so I want to thank them for that. As I said, if you missed any of the Ron Paul interview or all the other interviews we had today, that's coming up in retransmission. We were unable to have the live press conference from the south steps of the Capitol, where the CPS is trying to get rid of the Fourth Amendment in the state of Texas and kidnap any children they want without warrants or court orders. Unbelievable story. We'll have those folks on tomorrow. I apologize to them. We had our power go out a couple times last year at the other place. We put in more batteries and things. One day it went off for 3 hours, and we got about 2.5 hours of airtime before the batteries went down. So we're going to get that fixed and up and going. But tomorrow is the big Money Bomb. Please, listeners, even if you can't afford to give $10 at the Money Bomb or pledge to give it right now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, please spread the word about it for folks that want to support what we're doing. I mean, look at the effect we're having. And we're fighting George Soros, who's got all his money, putting out anti-freedom films, pro-New World Order films. We're having a big effect on them. We're fighting the government that takes our tax money at gunpoint and uses it against us. We can't come and force you to give us the money like the government does, but the government says it's bad for us to even ask for money. Well, that's because they're scared of us combining forces together and supporting people like we did Ron Paul and others. They're very, very scared of that. So retransmission starts here in just a few minutes, and we'll continue. I started the show off with how they're going after the veterans' guns and trying to restrict their Second Amendment. Key breaking news coming up on that front if you just joined us. But here at the very end of the show, didn't get a chance to plug these sponsors, and I really want to thank them. It's not just the Money Bomb and the video sales and book sales at InfoWars.com that make it possible. It's folks like Home Gain. Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com. The website's HomeGain.com. And they got a bunch of free, everything's free on the site. Enter in your address, and it gives you what realtors see that your house is really worth or what a house you're looking at is really worth that you're thinking about buying. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. They've been around for more than 10 years. HomeGain.com, absolutely fabulous. Folks, be sure and check out HomeGain.com today if you're buying or selling a home or thinking about it. That home sale maximizer is the best. And then finally, today, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds had the greatest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing and hoarding seeds and trying to ban owning non-hybrid seeds in Europe, I would add, without licenses. The UN is storing seeds at the Arctic Circle on record. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. SurvivalSeedBank.com from Solutions for Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can, survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. You can always call Solutions from Science at 877-327-0365 to get your hands on a couple of these fine products. We're out of time. Great job with the crew. Powerful show. Walter Williams was on in the middle of the power failure today. Economist, the guy that sits in for Rush Limbaugh, but again, I like him a lot more than Limbaugh. He's actually an honorable guy. And we had Ron Paul on, and We Are Change, a lot of other people, and we covered the Veterans Foreign Wars being told, register all your guns. Okay, retransmission starts now. Please spread the word about the money bomb. God bless you all and all our affiliates and all the listeners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.